government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to us across the planet. It is Wednesday, April 29th. The year is 2020. We have 187 days left out until the historic election. And I'm just going to do a bit of psychoanalyzing for myself here on air. And I know a lot of you are going with the same thing. And just be honest with the audience of great people. I have always been able to deal with the New World Order because I understand its operations and I know we can beat it. But I have been shocked by how fast they've been moving and accelerating everything with this giant de-evolutional jump that they've launched. And to really come to grips with the fact that they're really going to carry it all out. So when you read the UN reports where they say they're going to reduce the world population to 500 million, they really intend on killing almost everybody. And they've got a rollout plan on how to do this. So this lockdown that I predicted in the film Endgame 14 years ago is just the training wheels so that when they really hit you with the bioweapon that Dick Cheney talked about legitimizing the use of in the PNAC Rebuilding America's Defenses document in April 2000, people will follow orders and go die in their houses. So I just want you to know that they're more pissed at me now than they've ever been pissed. And they don't want to make me into a martyr. But the globalists are really making decisions right now whether they're just going to wipe us out in the next couple weeks, next few months. I mean, they are pissed. And they know you're waking up. And they know people are flocking to InfoWars. And that basically the InfoWarsization is happening. It's happening with medical doctors. It's happening with law enforcement. It's happening with other talk show hosts. And my mission has been greatly carried out because I knew they were going to launch this and then it's going to get very dystopian very, very quickly. Then they're going to start killing folks. You know, walk up, shoot you right in the head. The left's getting ready for their revolution. They're going to take your kids. They're going to take your money. They're going to take your health. They're going to take your life. Then you go read Reddit, Home of the Communist Chinese, and you see how they talk about how much they hate America. And you go hang around the left. I mean, these are very bad people. And the dumbing down has created incredible psychological corruption. And so my job always was to popularize these horrible globalist blueprints so that if they ever were able to actually do it, which they're on schedule pretty much now, a little bit behind, that people would go, oh, my God, we've got to fight this. Because, you see, everything with their system counts on it incrementally being rolled out and them having different reasons for why they do this or do that. But it all goes together like a Lego set and is constructed. And in the final phase, when all the pieces they built separately of other little pieces start locking together and people see the horror of it, the globalists think it'll be too late then for you to resist. You'll be too poisoned, too dumbed down. They'll have too many combat robots and other surveillance systems. Humans will be so domesticated, we won't even know how to take care of ourselves. We'll be obsolete at the point they kill everybody. But everything you've seen so far is just a prelude. But I knew that if we could popularize, where it wasn't just academic, this understanding that the public, it would become part of legend that this was coming. And then when it came, we would have enough resistance formed to derail their operation and stop it. Now, their argument is that survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and that you deserve to be killed. I kind of agree with that. I don't deserve to be killed, and I'm not going to join them. So I'm telling listeners and viewers, if you want to live, you better wake up now and realize this is all real, okay? I'm real. God's real. The devil's real. You're real. And you better decide which side you're on right now. Because they're coming to literally steal your soul. Yeah, this isn't run by humans. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to planet Earth. to the human population on the space arc of 7.5 billion. There is a scientific dictatorship in the process of carrying out its depopulation eugenics operation. And we have woken up in a new world where decades of technocratic planning are now launching into full gear. This is the beginning of the end of humans on this planet. This is the beginning of the planetary extermination being carried out by Satan and his servants. It is an interdimensional alien attack. They're working with collaborators, ladies and gentlemen, who believe that they're going to merge with the system and become AI gods for their collaboration. They are deceived. Those on the top of the pyramid know that they are to be destroyed, but have already since genetically, through hundreds of years of inbreeding, aligned themselves with Satan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thought I'd just take you to the bottom of the rabbit hole there. That's what they believe. The globalists believe they're communicating with interdimensional entities that have given them advanced technology or advanced ideas, the impetus or the system that basically spurs their twisted creativity, their inspiration. Tucker Carlson has really turned into a thoroughbred of pro-human populist enlightenment. And that's a good thing. I think that's who he always was, but he couldn't believe that things were so bad. He thought people like me were wrong. He knows that's not the case now. And I wouldn't take the credit for it, but I think all of us should take the credit for it. Who've been in the pro-human liberty movement, the anti-New World Order movement, the anti-Satan movement, the common sense movement, the life movement, the Genesis movement. That's really what we are. The planet itself is a Genesis jump point for incredible things we're going to build and grow together. And we will make it. We will make it. The planet will make it. We'll go into the future. And then we'll look back and realize that this was all like a little postage stamp compared to the wider universe. But it's a postage stamp that delivered this letter, this information, our genetic code, to a very important destination. And then this creation won't even matter. It'll just be rolled up like a scroll and be nothing but data. But we will go on through the metamorphosis to the next level and the next and the next and the next. Because the eye has not seen and the ear has not heard what God has in store for us. Until these days begin. And for every acceleration of evil on this planet, there is an acceleration of good. Now, I'm going to stop right there. There is no doubt that the planet's being held hostage. There's no doubt they're using COVID-19 to kill the economy, to punish nationalists. There's no doubt they're using it to roll out the 5G. There's no doubt they're using it to roll out total censorship of everyone and anyone. The world was shocked just 2 weeks ago when Facebook and Twitter and Google were banning people that said, I'm going to go out and exercise my First Amendment. I'm going bankrupt. Or I can't go to the hospital and get the surgery I need because it's closed, everybody but COVID-19 patients, and the hospitals are empty. They would ban those people. Now, they banned the video, as you know, on Sunday that had 5 million views, was going on its way straight up to have 20, 30, 40, 50 million views, and that one press conference of those two doctors just laying out known admitted facts and numbers was banned for violating YouTube's terms of service. Their press conference, their video, their YouTube site, or their clinics. Good doctors in good standing, talking to American people like we're 5 years old, explaining to us how things work. And it's the emperor's new clothes, the emperor's butt naked, The con men tell him that only royalty can see the clothes. He can't see the clothes, so he thinks, well, I must not be royalty. I better not tell folks I can't see it. Everybody else sees a naked king in underwear walking down the street, but if they laugh at him, they'll get thrown in the dungeon. And so no one will say, hey, the king is wearing no clothes. But that's what this is. This whole thing is a giant lie. USA Today confirms what we already know. But we had to have it fact-checked that a COVID-19 entry gets you $40,000 out of this federal slush fund. And you get $4,000 if it's some other slush fund. So they're coding everyone as COVID-19. That right there is a giant, complete, and total fraud. And then if you know why that's going on, you understand the whole thing. This has all been coded and architected and planned and ironed out for decades. They've been getting ready under Disease X drills for the response you've now seen. And this activated emergency responses of the WHO and the global government. And that's all on record, that's all been prepared and readied. And you talk to the public and they go, oh, nothing's planned. I don't plan stuff. When it's like saying the street signs aren't planned or the roads aren't planned or GPS isn't planned or the night sky full of satellites isn't planned. It's a plan and you're not in it. And when you act like a lazy, dumb person, when the red indicator lights are all flashing and don't stand up to this, you green light the total absolute end of humanity. This isn't some revolution where the workers get empowered. This is a revolution where there are no more men and women in the next phase, and then we're all gone. And that's now official. NBC News, the end of humanity's here. Great. We're going to merge the machines, and then those will phase out to this new Silicon God. Total cult, totally dangerous, totally insane, run by the richest people in the world who want immortality and have been promised by this evil force immortality if they first kill the humans. Not a science fiction movie, the real world. And now that's what they're pushing, and that's what they're saying. And there's a couple articles today about how now the big video game companies, there's been leaks that they're being directed, stories on Infowars.com, to not show, and I already saw this without getting the documents, to not show men as masculine and not show women as feminine, but to merge the two. Well, if you read Brave New World, published in 1932, almost 90 years ago, and then you read Brave New World Revisited, and I keep going back to this, ladies and gentlemen, he said, in the future, there will be no sexes because we're going to put chemicals in the food and water in phase one to confuse gender. Then we'll have movements that unionizes the term he used, the new genderless people. And then they're just going to completely break the family and have us raised in hatcheries. And the average human that serves the establishment will be a 3-foot-tall dwarf creature. This is the actual plan. And he said, but we'll probably just go with computers. That's just one track, one program of the globalist, he said, and his brother, who ran the World Eugenics Society, later founded transhumanism. They lay out the whole plan for this. And so when you open the news up, this is an exact plan. It's all a giant rollout, and it's being done to you, and they know you'll adapt to being genderless. You'll adapt to being killed. And so then they make that the new big cause celeb and the new market because they're doing it to you. I mean, this is the end of humanity, folks. First they take our humanity away, and then they kill us. But first they've got to destroy those archetypes. First they want to twist us and vandalize us and have their way with us and deface us and have a little fun with us before they finally put our lights out.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, It's Alex Jones.
If you had a checklist of about 20 things that take you from 1 to a 10, 10 being total tyranny, 1 being freedom, a republic if you can keep it, USA, land of the free, home of the brave, every one of the checkboxes for tyranny has now been checked and is warping to its most extreme incarnation. The magnitude of anyone protesting lockdowns, martial law, house arrest, being banned off social media, banned off internet communications, banned off private messengers, that's where this is all going. It's now here. Is beyond North Korea. And then medical doctors who have good licenses, that are successful, that are well-spoken, say a bunch of stuff that's true. And they are taken down, not just on YouTube, not just on Google. They're taking it down everywhere. It violates the community guidelines to not create fear. So they've weaponized and patented the cold virus. It gets rid of old people that Bill Gates wants to. They won't let you talk about what protects you. They threaten to arrest you if you talk about zinc or vitamin D3 or any of this. That's where we've gone. And then doctors get up and say you actually need to be in contact with pathogens to learn your immunity, which is totally true. People that are kept away from things, the ones that are sickly their whole lives. And those very doctors don't even have their speech in America on their own YouTube channel because it wasn't theirs. It belongs to the globalist. And they say, oh, just go start your own YouTube. Well, we have banned out video, and it's under constant attack. I mean, the level of attack you see is just the surface, folks. There's reasons I can't get into it, but it's bad. And it's again, escalating at every level. The secret police, all of it. And Trump has to level the American people about this. I know he's good. He understands what's happening, but it's really a bad situation. And if you think I'm getting threatened, imagine what's happening to Tucker Carlson. There's Mayor de Blasio. My message to Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I've instructed the NYPD to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups. This is about stopping the disease and saving lives, period. New York's incredibly corrupt. One of the most corrupt cities in the world. I have to tell you that. It's just a fact on its face. Prima facie. Why do they have 50 times more COVID-19 deaths than Texas? That's a big article up on Infowars.com. Well, it's a host of reasons, but New York's totally jacked into the globalist op, and they count everyone dying as COVID to get the $40,000. Hospitals in Texas have so many moral people still working in them, and there's so much of them are privately owned and not globalist controlled that they're not doing that. If you didn't die of COVID, they're not doing that in many states. That's still how Texas and the Midwest and places work. We don't just put our shoes on in the morning and, you know, think about being master villains. No matter what, you know, the FBI people think living up in New York. We're not you. We built this country. You understand that? And I mean not white people. I mean the idea of being a good, hardworking person who doesn't lie, cheat, and steal 24/7. I would be ashamed if I did anything like that. New York is a heart of evil. The rotten apple. And it's got tentacles shooting out like cancer all over the United States. A lot of good people in New York. But there's an escape from New York. Everyone is fleeing it. Everyone's fleeing Los Angeles. Everyone's fleeing San Francisco. They're fleeing Seattle. They're fleeing Portland because you people stink. You're evil. And when God is not there, evil comes in. But there are some deaths there in New York because they're crammed together. They're inside. They're not getting their vitamin D from the sun. And what did Malthus say 250 plus years ago? Look up Malthus's writings. I've read them. He said, this is a British eugenicist, exterminist, pre-Hitler, proto-Hitler, Hitler's great-granddaddy, basically, politically, said, herd all the poor into small, compact areas, build tall tenement buildings, stacking them one on top of another so that disease, famine, is brought to them by fleas and rats so as to kill off the poor once and for all. Look it up. I paraphrased it, but it's almost word for word. They want to kill you. New York City is an extermination camp, a giant re-education camp, a joke. All right, I want to get to this Tucker Carlson news, but I'm going to do this now, and then we'll go to break, and then I'm going to come back with the most powerful Tucker Carlson yet, but I'm just going to leave it at this. If you don't understand the point we've reached, you're insane. The globalists are master villain criminals. It's who they are. It's what they do. It's how they operate. They don't ever stop. They only get worse. The most radical of the New World Order people aren't ever radical enough because then even more radicals take over. It is a race to hell itself. So I will tell you that I used to spend 3% of my time and energy with an emergency plan, an evacuation plan. Now I spend 30% of my time on. Now that's not giving up on the ship. I knew this was coming. I knew, we said 2020 is the year they say they'll launch their bio attacks to test the world government. Then they'll have bigger ones that come by 2030. Most of us will be dead if they follow the plan. And folks, they're following a plan here. And I'm up here on air talking about this plan. And anybody in the government or law enforcement wanted to go look this up, they could look it up. But then what are you going to do realizing your bosses are part of a death cult and that Fauci and all these people are officers in the death cult? Well, you're just going to tell yourselves it's not true and live in denial and just hope, well, you're part of the system. So, you know, you're going to be okay. No, you're not. And God has given everybody a chance to see this coming and to be warned about it. You know, I talk about tomorrow's news today, next year's news today. What about Revelation? The news of 2,000 years from now today. We got warned about the takeover plan, and it's proceeding exactly as they said they would do it. And now we're here. And they're not going to let you have dignity. They're not going to let you have your children. They're not going to let you have grandchildren. They're taking everything. Forever. And I know why they've launched their operations, even though they've been somewhat behind. It's because they know we know. They know we were choosing, because God gives us a chance to choose your own adventure, like those books that have different endings. It goes to the same place, basically, but there's different ways to do it. And people were breaking out on a new timeline that would bypass 90% of this. And the New World Order's like, we're not going to allow that to happen. Because they know everybody's fleeing the cities. They know you're getting into organics. They know you're waking up to what they're doing. And they can see how they're going to lose. So they're going to press it and bring in the most draconian systems in the name of saving their system. And that will only accelerate the quickening of their fall. So the birth pains are going to start coming really quick and really hard, folks. Welcome back, my friends. It's Escape from the New World Order. And to do it, we have to admit we're up against a very formidable enemy. But the second we actually study their own battle plans that are public, their criminal operation is so fantastical, it'll never succeed. But you have to admit it's going on, and you have to get prepared, and you've got to become self-sufficient. You need to start hiking. You need to learn to skin a buck and run a trot line. You need to grow a garden. You need to just get outside and turn off the television. You need to pray to God and get on your knees and ask God for guidance and ask God to lead you and direct you. And God will do that. You don't have to control it yourself. You can't. You have to turn it over to God. And that's really my most important message. And I will tell listeners this. It's a symbiotic relationship to keep us here on air like you've done. It's been amazing. And we've done important work together staying on air to be here at this critical time. They fought like the devil to get us off air. They tried to buy me off, everything else. Now they're threatening to kill me or put me in prison. I don't submit to them, but I can't submit. Because as scary as their threats are, where they're taking us if I submit is much worse. And so because we're able to see over the horizon and know what's coming, and we warn people, and now it's here, we have a lot of credibility. You have a lot of credibility. So you have to be leaders in your community, and you have to expose the New World Order agenda however you see fit, however God leads you. And you first, though, got to get self-sufficient. And that means success is not eating out at all those fancy restaurants. Success is not how cool your car is. Success is not, you know, strutting around in front of, you know, guys at the gym and, you know, you've got a hotter wife than they do. Success is being informed and involved and pro-human and the mission for our species to not just survive, but to thrive. And then if you jack into that energy, well, then the whole universe opens up. Then your ancestors and your instincts open up. Because let me tell you, in my experience, people that are evil might be cunning and they're being given very twisted, satanic direction, the mystery of evil. But they don't have access to God. They don't have access to their real instincts that God gave us. And they just have no idea what they're missing. It's actually very, very sad. But if you just simply get on the path towards believing in humanity and not buying into the fake leftist version of their defending humanity, they're saving humanity, when everything they do is about saying humanity sucks, humanity's a cancer, we need to get rid of humanity, men and women are bad, families are bad, the people that are happy suck. Well, we all know it's a lie. These are people that celebrate and go, okay, it is a baby inside the womb. I love killing it. I love taking its life. It makes me feel important to snub it out like a cigarette, to take a crap on my own dead child. I get sexual pleasure. I mean, they say this everywhere. This is, imagine a satanic high priest saying, we love killing this baby and taking its life and humiliating it and pissing on God. And you think, oh my God, there's no such thing as Satan is doing that. Now they're publicly saying, me and my boyfriend love to get pregnant. He gets me pregnant and we wait till the baby's kicking and everything else. And then we go and we slaughter it and tear it in pieces. And I love it because I've got power. And you're just like, what the hell? You mean to play the clips here of that? I mean to read you the essays and the whole genre of porn that I didn't even know existed until last year when it was in the news. And I looked it up and was like, oh my God, this isn't real. And it was just Twitter is just full of the pleasure of chopping your sons and daughters to death and writing sick H.P. Lovecraft, Get the Clown inspired garbage about how that child would have had hopes and dreams, but you cut it in pieces because you have power. For those of us that aren't jacked into that Satanism, we can't even see that they're doing it because it's so alien. It's so twisted, but it is. It's who they are. And the average Democrat is now rapidly converting from a fake, deceived bot that really believes they're going to have success and money and power by being victims of the state and part of it to people that want to dominate and control and tear things down. They have been given over. I remember the first time I saw women at an abortion clinic when we were protesting it 25 years ago or so, walk by and go, I love Satan and I love killing babies. And back then I thought, oh, they're just doing that to mess with me because they know I'm a Christian. No. I've got hundreds of videos. You've seen them here where they're just like, I love Satan. And I feel so good when I bring women here to be killed. And I just, the Satan gives me warm, glowing love when that woman's in there and that child's having its brains vacuumed out. And you're looking at a woman sitting there in a church lady outfit saying this. And you're like, what is this? This is someone jacked into pure evil who's gone, folks. They're gone. And as their power grows, our very existence enrages them. So let me just say this right now, then we'll come back with Tucker Carlson. If you're not getting prepared and if you're not getting ready in all the different ways that need to be done, you're crazy. And when I point that finger at you, three of the fingers are pointed back at me. I am absolutely understanding that you cannot save the general society. You can reach out to some people, try to wake them up. That's great, but you got to move on. People ridicule you. They attack you. They're already too far gone, folks. Just dust off your feet. Let the dead bury the dead. Do not waste your time on them. Build up those that do care. Build up those that do have a chance. Build up yourself. because I know as a person that loves God, and I know you love God as well, that you really feel for people you can't wake up. Broadcast the information everywhere, but just move on from that point. If they want to stay behind in this system, this doomed system, that's their issue. We got to protect ourselves. And it's been the season of generally trying to wake folks up before this got here. And now, if folks aren't awake now, you need to just move on. And let me tell everybody else this. Those of you that want to be in a bigger house, or those of you that want to, you know, still be at the country club, that's all going to be gone soon. And by the time the general public figures out that that America's gone with the wind and ain't ever coming back, folks, America broke its contract with God, with Roe v. Wade. The judgment's coming. And so once the general public figures out that we're in a long, prolonged, dystopic, high-tech depression that just gets worse and worse and worse for many, many, many years out into the future, they're going to freak out and be dangerous as hell. You think you're seeing freak out and increased crime now, which has exploded? Armed robberies, murders, and all the blue states are up like 35 to 50-something percent. It's going to be 500%, 2,000%. You're going to see hell on earth, in my view. And I've been holding back saying this, but I hope we can back it off, turn it back on. It's too far gone. We are. There's going to be wars. You want famines. Folks, you want to be scared? They're going to release real bioweapons. So I'm just telling people, you better get yourself together. You better get together with your family. You better do some research, and you better get your asses like the pilgrims did out of corrupt Europe to the New World. And the New World is the countryside. And I'm just telling you, you can't fix it. These big cities are going down, and it is really, really sad. But America's too satanic. It's too far gone. You just got to get together with your people and protect yourselves. Because it's going to be absolutely hellish. And you want to remove yourself from anywhere around leftists. And I wouldn't try to wake them up. I wouldn't even try to talk to them. They're gone, man. They are Satanist, period. A good place to start is high-quality, swearable foods. We have them. They've got to package them and get them out to you. Almost everybody else we know of. It doesn't sound real to say no one else actually has food and is shipping it. But no one that we've tested out actually did. Other than My Patriot Supply, get your orders in now. It goes right into the queue. In fact, they even told us, hey, quite frankly, take care of your orders first. I'm like, wow. The point is, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, get your orders in now. They have them. And get your supplements and get your other products and boost your body's defenses in the best way you can. I just got to tell you, for me, it's just absolutely a very sad point to have to come to you and say that I don't think about an 80% chance it's over. Okay. We might be able to turn things around, maybe, but America doesn't appreciate what Trump's tried to do. They don't want to turn back on. They want to be hurt really bad. And the Democrats and the globalists will hurt your ass really, really bad. So I'm telling you, folks, you need to get prepared for the next Great Depression, because they're going to use food to control every aspect of your life. This is a globalist Marxist takeover.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to open the phones up in the next hour. We have another special guest in the studio in the third hour. And I really want to do the best job I can. And I don't want to be somebody that helps hurt the economy. They've even had big national news stories that were actually accurate, that they tracked it. And InfoWars did things like, you know, boost the stock market. Because a lot of people out there hear what we say. They know we do our research. And it already catalyzes what they already know to be true. And I don't say that this is going to kill a lot of people. In fact, cue that up if you can. I don't air that enough, where Trump 5 weeks ago said, you want a lot of death? You keep this economy shut off, you're going to see more death than you've ever imagined. And the UN came out and said 130 plus million people are now going to starve to death in the next year. It was 33 million a week ago. And by the way, I don't just believe the UN. Those are real numbers. 10 million starve to death every year. The third world's totally dependent on the first world. And you don't get food there, there's no safety net. You die. And so, yeah, if we sit here and let tens of millions of extra people starve to death because we're all getting into the fear of Fauci and Gates and the mask and, oh, we're heroes because we're going along with it, and this big fake social wave, then you have aided and abetted all that death, and you're going to get a depression, and you're going to get your livelihood destroyed, and you're going to get giant crime rates, and you're going to get millions that die who can't get regular health care, and that's all confirmed now. And medical doctors come out, and they lay that out. And they get banned on YouTube. Just like Mount Cedars-Sinai, one of the top hospitals in the world, goes, yeah, the president's talking about this light therapy. It works incredibly. We snake it down your throat. You're already intubated with fiber optic into the lungs, and it kills it. They said, nope, you're banned too. So because Bill Gates, who doesn't even have a medical degree, he's bought off the media. This is his emergence. It's his supervillain takeover. I told you he was getting ready for this for decades. He's been the villain of my films because he is who I say he is. And right now, they're like, you leave Bill Gates alone or we're going to indict you. It's like put a gun to your head. Help screw over the whole planet and kill everybody and bring, or we're going to get you. Okay, fine. I mean, it's not a threat because I know your end game. I know who you are. I know what you're doing. My God. You think I just get up here and talk about Bill Gates and IBM and just like I'm just saying these things? He actually runs the World Eugenics Society. Seven robber baron families from the U.S. alone. The British royalty's funding it too, funded Bill Gates' father to combine them into one supergroup, and then they go, oh, let's have a kid headed up. Let's have Bill, so he's the trendy, in the 1980s popping up. That's what this is. You don't play games with these people. And everyone's so scared of them, and no one will call them out. I don't wish any harm against Bill Gates. That could turn him into a martyr. I want what he represents stopped. I want the project of the New World Order killed. I do not want Bill Gates harmed. That's a perfect move for them. In fact, I predict they'll have an attempted assassination of Gates or something to make him a hero and a victim. That is not us, and I have nothing to do with that. The last thing we want is any harm to Hillary Clinton, Obama, Bill Gates, or any of these people. All right, let's go ahead and go to part of Tucker Carlson last night where he knocks it out of the park. He was on fire. We'll start the next hour. First-time callers, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. As the dystopia becomes reality, but we can turn the tide now. Now is the critical time. And their whole house of cards, their whole hype is teetering. It's so close to failing. People are seeing through it. All the professionals are coming out and saying this is all a big hoax, and they're being silenced. Alex Jones 2 years ago, now medical doctors today. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Last night on this show, we played you a clip from a nearly hour-long video produced by two physicians in California, Drs. Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi. Likely many of you had already seen it. That video has had more than 5 million views on YouTube. In their presentation, the two doctors presented a flurry of data pointing to what we are currently learning about this virus and how it spreads. They recited pages of government statistics and then interpreted them in light of their own long clinical experience as doctors. At one point, they noted that the newly adjusted death rate in their state of California, which is much lower than anyone expected it to be, and they asked if government officials there should change their policies based on this new science. Watch.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California with a possible incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California. 0.03 chance of dying from COVID in the state of California. Does that necessitate sheltering in place? Does that necessitate shutting down medical systems? Does that necessitate people being out of work?
So whatever your view of the mass quarantines, and maybe you're enthusiastically for them, the questions you just heard are valid questions. In fact, they're critical questions. We should all be asking those questions, including and especially our policymakers. But as Dr. Erickson pointed out later in the video, dissent of any kind is no longer tolerated in this country. Fact-based honesty, which is the soul of science, is under attack, even in hospitals. Dr. Erickson described physicians being pressured to classify illnesses and deaths as related to coronavirus, whether they believe that to be true or not.
We aren't pressured to test for flu, but ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting, when I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
So what you just heard, what Dr. Erickson described, is called lying. And lying has no place in science ever. It's scary to think it takes place on a large scale in hospitals. He says it does. Viewers of Erickson's video were shocked and transfixed by this. They forwarded the video to friends who forwarded it on to their friends. And suddenly, millions of people who have spent the last 6 weeks on a diet of Tiger King and internet memes were watching sober-minded medical researchers reading from charts of statistics. It's hard to recall a science video taking off like this one did. Not everyone was impressed by it. Some criticized the doctor's policy conclusions. And of course, that's fair. Decent people have different opinions. We're not entirely certain what the perfect response to this pandemic is. Nobody is certain. There's no objective answer at the moment. At best, we can plod along with open minds and good faith. More informed debate is exactly what we need to make wise decisions going forward. Unfortunately for all of us, informed debate is exactly what the authorities don't want. They want unquestioned obedience.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to get to the really key part he's starting to get to here. But let me explain. I could do this, you could do this. And that's why you should all, when you see something like these doctors, you shoot your own video and then add a clip of them. Anybody can do this with video editors now. I don't care if you're an old lady, an old man, a young man, black, white, polka dotted. You have to get in the info war, and you can go get USA Today, where they admit what we told you with guest a month ago. The federal government gives $100 billion out to hospitals if they say it's COVID-19. You get $40,000 if you say it's COVID-19 without any test. Forget faulty tests that are false positive if you've had the flu the last 2 years or a regular cold that's coronavirus. That's what coronavirus is a cold. That's confirmed. USA Today had to say, oh, actually, Snopes is wrong. Oh, my God, the God Snopes. A couple cat people, literal weirdos. I think people have cats, but you know what I mean? Like, literally people in an apartment with a couple cats. Like, hey, we can say reality. Our ruling, true. Well, because it is true. You get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times the money if you say it's COVID-19. So, of course, the damn hospitals are saying that. If they're getting $39,000 or more extra from the federal government because you dealt with a COVID-19 patient, do you think the hospital administrators or owners are going to tell doctors to say COVID-19? You bet your ass they did. No matter what color your butt is, that's what they're doing. And that's how they incentivize this from the beginning as a payoff. And these doctors say that and now they've been banned. So see, we take it to the next level. Not just Tucker saying, hey, they have a right to say it, whether they're right or wrong, but they're right. And that's why they're banned. Because when you tell the truth, that's when they shut you down. But we, the people, still have time to beat this. You understand what a mission is? We have that whole banned press conference at banned.video. Get in there. Share it. This isn't just a regular time we're in. You are the answer. You are the resistance.
I don't want to interrupt, then I'm leaving.
You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Band.Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
All right, folks, your phone calls are coming up next segment. There's definitely, I just keep having trouble breathing. I mean, I just sit back and I'm like, my God, it's everything we said it was and worse. It's exactly what we thought the attack profile would be because they said they'd do it. Now they've done it. And all these people are scared and don't want to face it. A lot of folks are awake and saying no. Let's finish up with Tucker Carlson getting into the medical doctors. If you just joined us, 5 million views on YouTube, way more than that on other platforms, and they're taking it down everywhere. I mean, think about if you heard like, yeah, North Korea, doctors gave a press conference and said things were better than what the government was saying, so they took the video down. You'd be like, that was damn North Koreans. This is America. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're all taking down an admitted staffer who filed complaints decades ago and is a real woman that says Joe Biden raped her, sexually assaulted her. They're just monsters, man, just like they covered up for Epstein and for the Hollywood, you know, director, the hermaphrodite, what's his name? Weinstein. I'm combining the names. Epstein and... Who's the guy just got convicted in New York of raping women? Harvey Weinstein, yeah. You know, I was thinking what the grossest place in the universe is. It's Harvey Weinstein's vagina. I'm sorry, I can't help it anymore. Can you imagine? Like, they put a bullet to your head and they said... they used to call these women in and he would make them massage him and, like, worship him and then sponge him and then tell him how beautiful he was. And he didn't want to have sex with these beautiful women. He wanted to demoralize them and suck energy off. Like, imagine the kind of demon he is. I guess he was mad that he was born as a hermaphrodite and was pretty pissed. I guess he's inbred, so, you know, all these inbred folks are just crazy. So he's a hermaphrodite. And then you've got, folks, this is not a joke. Harvey Weinstein has a vagina. Sounds like the beginning of a new Hunter S. Thompson article, right? But this isn't fiction, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not trying to be gross or a shock jock. Epstein, let's not get into his deformities, but they're disgusting. And again, these people, that's why they want to mess with us. Because they go over flyover country. You could be white, black, Hispanic, old, young. You're not inbred like Prince Charles, same type of problems. He doesn't like the fact that you're not inbred and don't have nightmares all night like he does. And Epstein's pissed, you know. He wants women to worship his penis that looks like Humpty Dumpty. All right, let's just stop right there. Humpty Dumpty, man, sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put the New World Order back together again. And then the reason I got into all these gross topics is that's a whole stack I was not going to get to. Hillary has reappeared with Joe Biden, who was falling asleep during the interview. They've got, like, the camera all blurred, so she doesn't look like she's 5 trillion years old. And there she is enabling another rapist pervert. That was her first job with a law degree, was to go protect pedophiles. So they'd have a young woman as their defense attorney. That's what, she's like a Renfield that brings children to vampires. So, burn in hell, woman. And you will.
Think you can really be a gangster, huh? You got what it takes, huh? Roll with the big boys. You know, the left sees me as Godzilla wrapped in Darth Vader. And that's because they believe their own propaganda. All I'm doing is exposing the horrible, nasty things they're involved in. And so the devastation that exposure causes them, they then attribute to me when they're the ones that committed these incredible crimes. And so now they tell me, we're going to kill your ass or put you in prison. And they're trying right now. And I'm just like, okay, you'll still be losers. Led by the Crypt Keeper, Nancy Pelosi, and Hillary, and all these other insane weirdos. And Xi Jinping. And we're in martial law. We all got to take forced inoculations with the evil elf Bill Gates hopping around giving speeches about depopulation, and I'm supposed to trust him wanting to give me a vaccine? Okay, fine. You can destroy Alex Jones. But all you'll do is water the tree of liberty. But that is what Thomas Jefferson said. It's got to be watered with the blood of patriots like Colonel William Barrett Travis and tyrants. And the thing about watering trees with patriots' blood is it just seems to create a harvest of blood for tyrants. And that's why, in the final equation, I'm not worried because I'm right where I'm supposed to be, opposing you. So for myself, the rest of for humanity, to all you globalists, you're losers, you're gonna fail. Humanity's awakening, and you're gonna burn in hell. Your life is over. Don't leave your house. The virus is going to kill 5 million. 5 million this weekend only. And then 3 million, 2 million, 1 million. Okay, all our projections are wrong. Let's worship those that lied to us and that work at the Wuhan lab, the head of the Facebook fact checkers. And, oh, turns out all these governors and Democrats are making money off the COVID-19 test. And Bill and Melinda Gates have got their fingerprints all over it. It's not like fingerprints. It's like Bill Gates' hands are like glued. You walk up, Bill Gates is like right there. Oh, hi. He's running it right in front of you. All right. I want to go to your phone calls. I want to get to all the news. But Tucker Carlson did a great report. The full report's at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And he covered last night that the two medical doctors that came out and read real statistics and real numbers were then banned off of YouTube for having a press conference. Because that's a message to everybody else. You sit down and you shut up just like China and you do what you're told. That's what Tucker Carlson says. And that's on the headline that we are now becoming communist China. Here it is.
Unfortunately for all of us, informed debate is exactly what the authorities don't want. They want unquestioned obedience, so they're cracking down on free expression. Last night, the doctor's video, the one you just saw, was pulled off of YouTube, the largest video hosting site in the world. It wasn't an accident. YouTube admitted doing it. The company cited a violation of, quote, community guidelines, and they did not apologize. Looking back, when all of this is finally over, and it will be, it's likely we'll see this moment, what YouTube just did, as a turning point in the way we live in this country, a sharp break with 250 years of law and custom. The two doctors' video was produced by a local television channel in California. It was, in effect, a mainstream news story. The video was not pornographic, didn't violate copyright or incite violence or commit libel. It didn't break any law. The only justification for taking it down was that the two physicians on screen had reached different conclusions from the people currently in charge. It was a form of dissent from orthodoxy. YouTube and its parent company, Google, have now officially banned dissent. The CEO of YouTube admitted that openly.
But then we also talk about removing information that is problematic. You know, of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated, so people saying, like, take vitamin C, take turmeric, like, those are all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And so
back that up. When you see the headlines, they go, Jones claims that his zinc pill cures you, or Jones claims his turmeric cures you. We never said that. I've been selling turmeric for many years. Everybody knows turmeric's great. It boosts your immune system on record. But see, that's what they do. They misrepresent. They go, it's a scam. It's false hope. He says he's got a cure. Arrest him. And so that's how she misrepresents. Oh, you know, if the World Health Organization says it, that's where we get it. So Cedars-Sinai can say, oh, no, we're doing a study with light in the lungs. It really helps. Oh, sorry, you're not the UN, are you? Oh, no, we're just an American company. By the way, the head of YouTube, her and her sister are heavily invested in Big Pharma, vaccines, all of it. These are monster corporate people. But they put him up there because she seems, to your epigenetics, like a woman. Just a little woman. Oh, hi, I'll make you some sandwiches, or, you know, we're going to go to the ski resort, or we're going to go for a walk in the park, or we're going to go out and make cupcakes or whatever. She puts on that whole act when she is a monster. So they trained you to ban Alex Jones, and now it's medical doctors. And she's saying she works for the UN, who funds the WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates. So if you disagree with what Bill and Melinda Gates have said, we'll ban you. And if you try to protest and say you want your country turned back on, she's not going to let that happen either. This is outrageous. And so now I say this. And I've thought about how to phrase this, because we don't want Trump to be removed. We know Trump overall is a good guy, but is he retarded? This is organized combines of media watching and surveilling their users, censoring them in live time, and telling them you can't demonstrate, you can't organize, and you can't have medical doctors on talking about what they're experiencing when it's on local news. It'd be like, Communist China censors local news. That's what this is. But it's Google and YouTube and these monsters. These people are incredibly dangerous. But it's like, oh, we're women, so we're allowed to be tyrannical. It's our time now. And they're just fronts for corrupt, evil men. Here, let's finish up with it.
Examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And so remove is another really important part of our policy.
So you're not just putting the truth next to the lie. You're taking the lie down. That's a pretty aggressive approach.
Should pause again. Brian Stelter posing, trying to act like an authoritative guy. Up there saying, oh, it's just a lie. They define you as a lie. These doctors are liars. Brian Stelter just said so. That's a pretty aggressive approach. Let's continue.
Removing, quote, anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations. It'll now be taken off the internet. Consider that for a minute. As a matter just of science, it's ludicrous. Like everyone else involved in global pandemic policy, the WHO has often been wrong in its recommendations. A lot of people have. In mid-January, WHO told us that coronavirus could not spread from person to person. In March, they told us that face masks didn't work. Those were lies, and they were welcome on Google's platforms. Doctors who are actually treating patients with the virus, meanwhile, have just been banned. So no, this is not about science. Censorship never is about science. It's about power. Big technology companies are using this tragedy to increase their power over the American population. They're working in concert with politicians in order to do it. Just today, Facebook removed an events page for a political protest in Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who runs that state, was no doubt pleased to see it. Grossly mismanaging an entire state is a lot easier when citizens are not allowed to complain about it, and now they're not. Last week, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg explained that protests like these are no longer protected political speech. They're, quote, misinformation.
How do you deal with the fact that Facebook is now being used to organize a lot of these protests to defy social distancing, defy the social distancing guidelines in states? Is somebody trying to organize something like that? Does that qualify as harmful information?
We do classify that as harmful misinformation, and we take that down.
Harmful misinformation. That is a phrase familiar to anyone who is watching.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to your phone calls, but it just gets worse from there. This is The Total Takeover. We're not being taken off the air because we lie. We're being taken off the air because we see. I don't even tell the truth. I just see. I can't back down. I can't give in. I can't sell out. It's not in my nature. I can't physically bow because I already sold out. The God of the universe. I already turned my will over. And once I did, gates of perception opened at levels you Satanists could never even fathom. take your phone calls. I'm just going to leave this here. We fund ourselves promoting and selling things we believe are important and are symbiotic, meaning 360 win, non-zero sum game. We were positioned with the largest selection you'd find anywhere of high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds. Soon as they started trying to ban selling seeds, we sold out in 3 days. They're all gone. We're trying to get more. Pre-positioned. Because we go with what works, you know, like a seed. Plant this, a whole apple tree grows up. Plant this, corn grows up. Plant this, tomatoes come up. Plant this, peppers come up. Plant this, tobacco comes up. That's cool to grow your own tobacco. Back when I was a smoker, I liked doing it. But the point I'm getting at is, that's the real magic in our world. And so I just promote things that I know you already need. So before I go to these calls, I'm just going to say this. We have the best high-quality, affordable food that they actually have in stock, that they're actually packaging fresh, ready to ship to you. And it freaks me out the other major distributors don't, but still take orders and play this rub-a-dub game. So if you want storable food, which I think everybody should get it at InfoWarsStore.com because that keeps us on the air and it gets you high-quality, storable food at a very good price, a 360 win. Anything 360 win, that's what I'm for. 360 win. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. And separately, it's selling out. But more is coming in a few weeks. We have the great Emmerich's Essentials hand sanitizer with essential oils and the great delivery system in eucalyptus, peppermint, and what's the other one? Lavender. Again, my favorite's eucalyptus, but they're both excellent. All three are excellent. Opens up the sinuses, and it is great. We had this in development a year ago. I said we should get an organic hand sanitizer with essential oil. And right on time, this just came in while all this craziness was going on, right when the establishment was trying to keep us from selling silver products. So that's how that works. We even got a new toothpaste coming in, a charcoal toothpaste will be here soon because I was using them and loving them, and they were just amazing. And then I went out, got a top group 6 months ago to do the deal. It's being manufactured right now. So it's kind of like God's always one step ahead of them. Like, they try to shut down this. Well, we already got that going on. And it's that mystery of how providence and all of it works. When you just turn it over to God, it just keeps working out. But God makes you get right to the edge, like the widows might, before you get delivered again. Just to show you, this isn't you. This is, you know, God in charge. But that's available. A lot of other great products. X2 is back in stock, despite the fact that it's so popular. It's still 50% off. And it costs us a lot to get X2. X2, you have to beg the oil and gas companies when they're going down 10, 15,000 feet to take it out so you can get it. You got to get a DEA license for the precursor of it, and then you got to jump through a lot of hoops. But X2 is back, and that's another example of providence, and I'll go to your calls. About 6 years ago, we had a really good seaweed iodine. Nothing like X2, but it was a really good one. And they found who it was. Politically, they jacked with it, and they took it away. So we did this big search. It was like, oh, there's medical grade iodine. I mean, we've shown you the videos, like putting it out of a petri dish on a table. It'll eat through stuff and like turns into like a blue gas, purple gas, like I Dream a Genie. That's what pure iodine does. That's the iodine you get an X2. And they took away the company we had to get good ocean-based stuff. And boom, that door opened and we got medical grade. And by that is, I mean, it's atomic, ladies and gentlemen. It is iodine. And then however it works, the licensure and the way it works, and they're able to then put it into the organic glycerin oil and all the rest of it. And it just, if you don't know what iodine does, you don't know what pure iodine does. It's transcendent. It's amazing. And when I forget to take it, I feel it. And that's back in stock. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm going to stop now. Let's go ahead and go to Joshua in Georgia. Says he's active duty Army on the food shortages that they now confirm are already beginning. What's your take on that, Joshua? And thanks for holding.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening for 10 years. I first off want to thank you for your products and plug really quick that pollen block. I have been taking every other type of antihistamine. I've taken the Claritins and everything, and nothing else has worked. I get allergies 3 times per year, and they're really bad, and this is the first and the only product that has absolutely blocked all of the pollen issues, all of the allergies that I've had. So thank you so much. I'm on auto ship for that, and that stuff is amazing. Secondly, I wanted to also plug one other thing along with the food shortages. I serve in the United States Army. Right now, the Army is not bringing people into the military. The recruiters are on halt right now. They're only gathering.
And China is expanding.
Exactly. But not only that, Alex, I've been in the military. I've been affiliated with the military for actually over 10 years. I've worked with the military in other areas. And the thing is, we are not doing any training for the first time in our history of being in the United States Army. For every branch of service, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, there is no training going on whatsoever. Everybody is sitting around, sitting at home, doing nothing.
Under the criminal directive of the WHO, who they admit controls the media, controls big tech, our president is Bill Gates and the vice president is the WHO.
Yeah. Well, Alex, I was told when I came in the military, we are called to be athletes. We don't do PT in the morning. We don't do weapons training. We're not doing anything until they choose to lift this. Our gyms are closed, and we can't even go off base to go to a gym that the governor has opened in the state of Georgia. They gave us orders not to do.
Oh, yeah, you see how so they're paralyzing you. Is the military waking up? Do they know what's going on?
There are some factions of them that are, and a lot of them are starting to question now more than ever. What is really going on? A lot of them are questioning, is this a man-made thing? What's really going on? However, we are paid to take orders. Our rank prevents us from going too far without getting in trouble.
That's lawful orders, my friend.
Well, yeah, but they keep us under that UCMJ. The thing is, I wanted to also talk about the food shortages as well. There are many people coming out, independent farmers that are coming out all over social media. The mainstream media will not talk about this. I think you're the only one in this arena that's really highlighting this, because this is a major crisis. All the farmers are saying they're dumping hundreds of thousands of gallons of milk. They are.
Oh, yeah. The big corporations know there's a market. They're using this as an excuse to not take delivery, to cause a supply chain breakdown. And so the globalists think we have no memory. When everything breaks down and when there's no food in a few months, folks, remember that the globalists did this. Stay there, Joshua. And then I promise we'll go to Patrick, Steve, Bill, James, Jason, David, Seth, and others. Folks, I don't get up here and tell you there's going to be a breakdown for no reason. I want to prop the economy up, even if it's got problems and it's fake. I don't want a depression. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not a person that gets scared easy. And I'm really upset. I'm telling you right now. Down the 2020 tyranny is 1776. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to go to your calls. UN chief says pandemic must be used to deindustrialize the West. Transition to green energy. Translated, starve billions to death. They're making their move. Who died and made the WHO the head censor? Who died and gave them the keys to America? That's the question we now ask ourselves. InfoWars was supposed to be off the air by now, so the New World Order could just have its way and we would forget about the warnings. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and things aren't going the way they wanted. So, Joshua in Georgia Active Army bringing up points about the food shortages. There's no food shortage. The big companies are refusing to buy. Cargill, Tyson, they have two or three cases. We're shutting down because that's the order. And then the military shuts down. Hell, let the nuclear power plants blow up and kill the whole planet. It's like, if it saves one person, we want a new Chernobyl to kill everybody. Seriously, that's the equation. Well, if it kills 100 million people in starvation, if we save 100, it's worth it. It's like this. The medical people say if we all stay in our houses forever, no one will die, except everyone will. This is the psychotic mind game they're pushing, and the idea that some shadowy virus is there, so we have full control of culture. So give us your take on the breakdown of the food supply chain.
Well, Alex, you're looking at so many shortages across the board. All you got to do is go into a grocery store, and you're going to see that half the shelves, everywhere you go, in every store, is missing something. The prices are starting to go up everywhere. And my question is, what is that $1,200 everybody got? That's just going to go to curb a little bit of the inflation. And by the time they get these job markets back up and people back to work, it's going to take even longer than it has been to shut down to even attempt to recover.
Oh, it took years and years and years of companies that barely even made money but kept everybody employed and kept it going, and they built infrastructure, and all that's being knocked out in a matter of months. We're 45 days into the hostage that is now America. America is held hostage.
Alex, so if all it takes is another nation to use a bioweapon like COVID-19 against us to shut down our military.
Exactly. We've shown that. Exactly. And I meant to say this 1,000 times. I'm glad you raised it. The policy's been set that if there's any bioweapon, we curl over, put our tail between our legs, piss on ourselves and die. Which then invites people to release real stuff.
Exactly. And that's the problem I have. If our military is going to, pardon my French, pussify themselves and just shut down and weaken themselves, then right now it would be the perfect time for another nation to come and invade. Our defenses are
down. No, I totally agree. But let me explain something. The average person thinks this is a pussification. This is psychotic craziness. Joining this will destroy the economy, destroy your future, and invite future bio attacks. So people that are doing this, if they knew the facts, have incredible psychotic courage, actually. I mean, because you just said it, this green lights total capitulation to a medical tyranny. Any corporation, any government, any group can release a virus that kills less than the flu, and we go to our knees so fast.
I agree, Alex. But Alex, listen, I really appreciate you taking my call and highlighting these things. One last question I have for you, Alex, is I know where we are right now. How much longer are we going to stay here, and how much longer do you think until a potential collapse, or do you think there will be a turnaround?
Well, we were right 8, 9, 10 weeks ago, and I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. To say, okay, this is going to be a huge collapse. The Democrats are going to shut all the cities off. If Trump says nothing's happening, they'll go, oh, look, he didn't respond, to get rid of him. But in a way, that was kind of Machiavellian to think like that. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe Trump should have just said, like Bolsonaro, it's a hoax from the beginning and just bet on the people. But it didn't happen. So that's hindsight's 2020. Now Trump's trying to open stuff, but the corporations, the bureaucracies, they're refusing. And because America just got so fetishized wearing a mask and sitting in a pool of piss and going, oh, we're all heroes because we're not going to work while tens of millions starve to death. And so Trump is only as strong as the American people. And so because the American people bought into this, Trump went, okay, I'll give you what you want, so that he wouldn't be thrown out and the people behind it in full control. So I get the thinking of what Trump did. But now Trump's just got to come out and say, this is killing tens of millions of people, which he's now doing. This has got to stop. In fact, you guys have that clip of him saying mass death. Here's Trump like 4 or 5 weeks ago. Here he is.
We have almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
So there you go. Trump gets it. All right. I took one call in the last 20 minutes. I'm going to get to everybody now. Let's go to Steve in Michigan, where you've got a governor that is just orgasming. I mean, she is just oh, my God, we're going to lock everything down forever. You never leave your house again. She's such a hero. When you stay locked up, we save lives. Doesn't matter what all the numbers show. How are you doing up there in Michigan with that monster?
Trying to hang in there. It's crazy. Like, she feels like we're just going to have another month of lockdown for no reason. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats are announcing they're never reopening. They love this.
Yeah, it's appalling. I mean, even if you make the argument that the people that were protesting in person, not in their cars, caused this to be longer, what? That's not going to cause a whole month of the whole state to be locked down. Like, that's ridiculous.
But the idea that their models were all 50 times, 30 times, 20 times off, and so now the same people that lied about the model, like, oh, someone will die. They're marking every death as that to get money. Gates is smart. They incentivized, look at that, psychotic. Everything is about how they're power grabbing. Everything is about how they pay more to say it's a COVID case. The fraud is the incentive here. That's how you expose this thing.
Yeah. And it looks a lot like how these governors are acting, especially California. And then there's that weird alliance on the East and West Coast where they're acting like they're forming their own nation. And Gavin Newsom, too, like the way he's portraying himself, too, for a while.
Oh, yeah, no. It's piss your pants nation. We're never opening again. No one will ever get a virus again. And then if the doctors say it's a hoax, we ban them on YouTube. I mean, this is real tyranny, folks. It's not going to come now. This is it.
Yeah. I mean, they're making their move, like you're saying.
God, they just put the Michigan governor up there. Every time I see her, she looks like a psychotic demon.
Yeah, she does look like Caitlyn Jenner for sure.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. Look at those eyes, folks. That woman wants one thing, power. And again, because she's not human, her spirit, she loves the control over humanity and just the power of you stand at home and she's the savior and the news is praising her. That's all she knows. Imagine if I was on there like, hello, no one leave your houses. You're like, this guy looks like a, she's like, I can't even look crazy like her. Like, I can't even do it. Like, what's, look at that woman. Would you let her babysit your children? Just saying. That's like Brian Stelter's female version right there, man. Like, Jack Nicholson doesn't look as creepy as her, man. Look at, she can't even hide the power grab. All right, Kathy, you're up next. Other callers, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to say this again. They want you dependent. They want you broke. They want you dumb. They want to then have a breakdown and then suck off everybody else to, quote, protect you. They want to pimp you. They want to rule you. Get your storable food now while you still can. They may have to stop taking new orders soon, I'm told, because the volume is so massive. They had to stop taking orders for 2 weeks. They've got ready to take your orders and get it out to you right now. InfoWarsStore.com. And the same great company has the Alexa Pure Breeze for $179 right now, ladies and gentlemen. That is so close to cost. It's insane. We are their loss leader place to put out these specials, and we're doing it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So they've done some actuary that when I plug it, it sells it everywhere else for them at the full price. $300. It's how computers work. I don't know. But it's worth it them to give it to me basically close to cost. And then I make 30, 40 bucks. And then everybody else buys it everywhere else for more money. I don't know how that works. But InfoWarsStore.com. And we, by the way, have X2 back in stock. Get yours now. Are making their move. But they can only think one step ahead. We think infinity. Well, you might not make it back, globalist. Dead kill. She's got the look. Best part of the song right here. Kill the U.S. economy. She's got looks to kill. She's got looks to kill. She keeps her motor clean. She keeps her motor clean. You believe me, you. You believe me, you. She's a number 13. All right, let's go ahead and get to your phone calls here. But I want to play this clip. I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, never got to it. What an amazing clip here. The new Secretary General of the UN came out and said, we must deindustrialize the West. That's how you save the economy. That's what kills the third world. So it's like saying, oh, you help a drowning person by tying giant bowling balls to their ankles. Like, oh, if you have a person that's drowned, you pull them out and you pump more water in their lungs. Or if somebody's on fire, you fire gasoline at them. And again, these are the little psychotic globalists that the bankers have put in. So they can act like the world government and interface with the corporations and carry it out. And then the average American is too dumb to defend the president during this. Trump bet on America, and I still think we might crawl out of this with part of ourselves intact, but I'm just looking back at the left and how dumb they are, and like, you guys are idiots. I mean, those of us that are informed and involved are already prepared and dug in and ready. You guys are all in the compact cities. You all are in huge debt. You're the schmucks, but that's the thing about minions. Their ego feels like they're winning while you're losing. I'm winning, but I see you losing, so I feel like I'm losing. God help us. All right, we're going to go to your calls. Here's the clip. The head of the UN, Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who was set up by Aldous Huxley's brother, who set the UN up to carry out a world depopulation plan. And now 2020 is here, and we're in the trap. I mean, no one can ignore the fact that exactly what I said is now happening. And again, I love to tell you that I'm like John the Revelator, and an angel gave me a little sugar cube. That's in Revelation. Here, take this. No, that didn't happen. I just read what they said they would do. And that's what's so frustrating. It's like you find the bank robber manifesto before they rob the bank, and you don't go and do anything. And then sure enough, they show up and rob the bank. I mean, now I told you they're coming to rob the bank, and now they're doing it. And in fact, they're like unzipping their pants and pissing in our face. And I'm like, why? Why? It's horrible to go with these people. But people are followers. So here is the head of the UN talking about how because we're not deindustrialized enough. All the jobs haven't been moved to China, only 9%. So the answer is this right now. Here it is.
The COVID-19 pandemic has exposed the fragility of all societies and economies to global shocks, such as disease or climate disruption. As we recover, we must build back better for people and the planet. We have the guides and tools we need, the Paris Agreement on climate change and the Sustainable Development Goals. Governments have pledged to present within a year new nationally determined contributions and long-term strategies to reach net zero greenhouse emissions by 2050. This commitment must be maintained. And the main economies, the G20 countries, must lead by example. I have proposed 6 climate-positive actions for building back. Invest in green jobs, do not bail out polluting industries, end fossil fuel subsidies, take climate risks into account in all financial and policy decisions, work together. And most important, leave no one behind. Together, we can improve health, reduce inequalities, and re-energize struggling economies. Like the coronavirus, greenhouse gases respect no boundaries. Isolation is not a solution. No country can succeed alone.
Don't let this man babysit your children or your planet. So did you get what he just said to minute 30? What you exhale that plants breathe is coronavirus. What humans release is a criminal action. So you're a criminal. And we're going to build things by shutting our economy off, because any equation you look at shows we don't use fossil fuels. We don't go interplanetary. We don't go interstellar. We don't go interdimensional. We're done. We were given this. You just think we're put on this planet because the Easter Bunny hops around? I mean, this is literally an enemy officer telling you, do not use your resources. No, you do good when you don't do nothing. You don't do valuable. Holy mackerel. A little fat demon that you wouldn't let get anywhere near your children is telling you, we build things by cutting it off. We be building. We shut you down. We not let you have economy. And then we rebuild by you not having anything. Oh, we cut your power off. That's how you do good. But China, you operate however you want. I guess the lady that was holding, the one woman that was holding, I was going to go to her, but she's gone now. It's okay. Kim Jong-un loves us. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Come on down, Bill.
Hey, Alex. How are you, man? Yeah, I want to start off by just saying thanks for doing what you do. You're risking it all for all of us out here, and I certainly appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, but I don't want to sit there, like, waiting for watching it all burn down. I'd rather just get it, you know, get done now for myself, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I've been a fan for, gosh, over 10 years. I think my favorite possession I have is an autographed Alex Jones copy of the magazine when you first came out with the magazine. I've got the issue with Obama sitting there. I think the title's like, This Man Wants to Take Your Guns or something like that.
But, absolutely, I remember that.
My son sent it in to you, signed it, and I got it back. I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
And I also want to recommend the products, man. The products are great, especially like the apparel. I've got numerous shirts. They feel great, fit great, sweatshirts. I mean, it's good stuff, very high quality.
By the way, this is how Providence works. I came in and said I never plug T-shirts. I should plug T-shirts and explain that. When people get excited and get them, we like took over the RNC 4 years ago. It totally freaked the globalist out that these T-shirts in the future, especially, because I don't want to be dramatic, but we could be shut down very, very soon. I'll just be honest with listeners. If you want to get a piece of history and get an InfoWars T-shirt, I've just got to be honest with you. I don't know how long we're going to be here. I'm not being dramatic. I've never been like that before. I just kind of like now's the time to kind of just tell people that look at all the stuff going on. Well, and I'm okay with it, okay? It just is that if you want an InfoWars T-shirt to have something that is bona fide, is real, that you may not be able to get in the future, I would say now is the time. I'm not saying fire the escape pods yet, but that's the point we're at.
Okay. Yeah, my main reason for calling is I wanted to touch on the YouTube censorship. I think what they did to those doctors taking that video down is just outrageous.
Is that not next level? I'll hold you through the next segment. Recap for folks what just happened, for those that don't know.
Oh, the two doctors that came on and, you know, revealed what's going on. What was it, like an hour-long video? And it got, what, over a million, millions of hits. And they took it down. I mean, this is information that people deserve to hear.
They have medical degrees. They're in good standing. They own a bunch of clinics. They're reading real numbers. And that's not allowed. Wow. We just woke up in North Korea, didn't we?
Yeah, well, there's some more subtle ways I think they're censoring, too, if I got time to touch on it. I did put out a music video, actually. A friend and myself cut a music video. It's very patriotic throughout. It's actually called America Will Rise Again. I mean, it's out there on YouTube right now, and it got a ton of hits early on, like 500-something hits in a few days.
Oh, that's how it works. Then they shadow ban it. Oh, yeah. We have internal YouTube and Twitter videos where they go, what do you censor? Well, Alex Jones, number one. They go, what next? They go, any veterans, any American flags, you're banned. Like, this is a group bans American flags. So, but the weird thing is they're so mentally ill. Like, if you have, like, a hammer and sickle, they, like, promote you because the AI sees that and promotes that. And then you're like, I love communism because it kills everybody and sucks so bad. The AI doesn't get humor. And that's why they've got big problems. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. But yeah, no, folks, it's all true. It's all real. We're inside of it now. I'm like Woody Woodpecker, man.
After testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19, doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York,
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of
of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. When you take human beings and you say, go into your house, clean all your counters, Lysol them down. You're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask, don't go outside. What does that do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst a hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses. I've been working with some of the leaders, and we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban, because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason? They are using this to see how much of their freedom can they take from you. And will you roll over and stay in your house? And it's working. Let's avoid all that. Because if you stomp on our freedoms, that has one ending, and it's violence.
Say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Are being asked to do nonsensical, evil things to see what they'll do, telling old people they can't have chairs at the beach because they might have COVID-19 on them. It's all about seeing what you'll do. And the police are not our enemies. You know, used to, I was not playing chess, I was playing checkers, and I would just get mad at police doing things that are wrong. And That's fine and dandy. But the globalists are going to have cops go out and do bad things so they can then demonize the police and take over law enforcement. But if police are just turned into robots, we've already lost the fight here. We have a special guest joining us in the studio. I'll introduce him coming up next segment. I want to continue with your phone calls. But there's now no doubt. This is an engineered bioweapon, so Bill and Melinda Gates own it so they can control and make trillions off the testing and vaccines into the future. But it's still a very, very weak virus that kills old people, who Bill Gates says he wants to get rid of publicly. He says death panels kill old people. And the NIH sent him the weapons. Fauci's involved. How does Trump come out and say, oh, my God, the people that I have here working for me are the ones behind it? He knows what's going on. But how does the public deal with that? The public can't handle the truth. Like a few good men. You can't handle the truth. And I've learned that about leadership. You can have all the leadership in the world, but if the people aren't ready to deal with it, you have no power. So Trump up front tried to say this is a hoax. And they went, oh, sir, horrible numbers. They're going to blame you for every death. And I said, yeah, Trump, you need to get control of it, but blame China and blame Wuhan and burn the deep state. Only doing that up front will defeat them. Now it's admitted it came out of Wuhan, and now the Pentagon confirms it's man-made. That's a backstory. I got information of the president. I'll say it that way. And the president literally said, a Nobel Prize winner says it's man-made. Alex, I haven't heard this. I know you don't lie to me, but is that true? And I said, look it up. And by the time I'd said that, they were blocking it and taking it down everywhere. And then I learned what happened. His doctors told him, yes, sir, there's light and everything, and it's a treatment. He goes, oh, Cedars-Sinai. That's why he's like in the press conference going, hey, tell folks about the light treatment. They all just look at him because they set him up. And that's why when it turned out he was right, they took it down because, I mean, I'll tell you what's going on with Trump. He cannot believe he is surrounded by so many liars. So people ask, why does he keep listening to InfoWars? Because everybody else bowed. And do you think I feel strong that we're one of the few organizations that hasn't bowed? No, I feel weak, actually. I thought there were more men in this country who, like, when somebody tries to tell them you're dead or you're going to prison or here's $10 million if you tell somebody to piss up a rope. But I know this. Gates and Fauci are never going to get away with this. They will never get away with this. They may wreck the U.S. economy and kill 100 million people from starvation, but at the end of the day, Bill Gates and Fauci and the New World Order, you own it all. So you think you can censor? You think you can have control? You think we don't know? We know! And as I get into deeper hot water with these people, my flesh is like, man, I really don't want to go to prison or get killed. My spirit's like, absolutely, full speed. And it's the spirit that runs the show around here. But what I do know is this. I don't want to do all this and put all this out and have it for nothing. Do you understand, folks? What you're seeing is decades of research and decades of people supporting and decades of work to be at this point right now. This isn't about me. This is everything we did. And again, that isn't about kissing your ass. You have to understand this is what you did. And I'm not going to let you down here at the last moment. In fact, I mean, I'm very pleased, actually, to do this. I'm just like, God, can you make it quick? Can they just kill me? And they're like, no, you're going to get tortured in prison, buddy. I'm like, all right, I'm ready for that. So I always knew this was coming, and I always knew it. I'm going to take it. Now, they roll me out as a vegetable, and they got a chip in my head, and I'm saying stuff that they got chips now they can put in. They'll make you, like, literally, it's a word chip. They'll make you say whatever you want. That's not Alex Jones. This is me. This is who I am, and this is what I stand for. Not what they destroy me or use me. That's my body. My spirit's going to be gone. I just am like kind of like at the end of this, because this could be the end, folks, just trying to like make accounts with people and just try to set things up and just say, hey, you know, let's get the deck chairs rearranged on the Titanic, because here's the news you need to know, folks. It's all going down. The candy land of the partying and the movies and the sporting events and all the BS is over. And we're adults. We got a lot better chance than a baby that's just in there waiting to see the universe. Just, and here comes the acid bath. Here comes the knives. Here comes the vacuum cleaner shoved in the back of its head. And so whenever you feel sorry for yourself, when you're strapped down on a table and they're pulling your teeth out or whatever it is, remember, babies went through this. So you got to take your licks, because we summoned this with all the devil worship and the corruption and the abortion and the pedophilia. We asked for this, and God gives you what you want. We don't want God. We want the devil. Well, guess what? You're going to get the devil. And all of you that serve Satan and think this is funny and think that you're in charge, you are going to beg God to help you, and God's not going to come. And I don't take any pleasure in that. Except I know that at least all of these buildings and all this Hollywood stuff and all this petty, it's all going to burn to the ground. Every stick of it. Every level of it. You, all of you billionaires think you're going to hide in your bunkers. That's hilarious. You think you can't trust the soldiers you're with? You can't trust the robots you're with. And the minute everything goes dead, when you're in that dead zone, you're not going to get tortured to death like you do somebody. You're never going to know when a cold piece of steel gets run right into your vertebra in the back of your neck. Just like that, like a cockroach. When you step on a cockroach, you don't take pleasure in it. You're like, oh, God, cockroach, I killed it. Hey, sorry, guy, but you're really gross. You're a carrion bug. You eat dead meat. You're dangerous. My instincts say kill you, but I don't take pleasure. It's going to just like that, just... It's like you're just trash. You're like a toilet being flushed. And I just want you to know that you're going to die. I'm not the one that's going to kill you. But you're all dead. Every one of you that tries to protect your life and tries to dig into your holes because you stole all this money and you know you committed all these crimes and you're like dialing into this big plan. The only thing you can do now is turn against that big plan. Because see, now is the time when all the games are over. All the jokes are over. All the delusions are over. Now it's the time of war. And see, all you guys that like all want to be like these big officers and generals in this big war you summon. Well, it's like The Cross of Iron. It's a great movie. Like the officer thinks he's tough. At the end, like the Russians are taking over. The guy goes, here's your machine gun. Show us what a big man you are.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll host a little bit in the next hour. I promise to go to all the callers, Bill and Logan and Patrick and Jason and James and Kathy's there. We'll get to Kathy and Seth. Kathy's next. But Dell Bigtree put out Vax, reached tens of millions of people, got censored. That's a whole other story. But what's interesting is that Dell's moved to Austin. We're glad to have him here with us. He did a great job on David Knight's show. I'm like, oh, that guy lives here? We need to get him in studio. What is your journey, first, up front, exposing the fact that vaccines do have bad reactions, that the inserts say it, but you're not supposed to say it. And now medical doctors that own major clinics go out and say, hey, this COVID-19 thing is massively overblown. And then they get banned. It's like suddenly all the denial's over. It's like it's in our face. So what do you want to hit first? Thanks for being here. How you woke up and what took you on this journey of Vax, or the crazy moment we're in right now?
Well, I mean, look, I think the first thing I'd like to say is, you know, my background is I started as a producer of the daytime CBS talk show, The Doctors. I won an Emmy Award celebrating the best that science and doctors and medicine had to offer. So I'm a fan of science. I come at my perspective on this from a scientific point of view. I was tipped off. There's a whistleblower at the CDC. You want me to look right in the camera?
Yeah, right there at four. Tell
all right, so I was tipped off.
Yeah, I should have said you're a big time TV producer.
Yeah, all right. Well,
you're like Paul or Saul on the road to Damascus.
Right. So I'm used to, you know, having to work for pharmaceutical sponsors. I was aware that there were certain things you could talk about, couldn't talk about. So I came upon the story of Dr. William Thompson at the CDC that came forward and said they were committing scientific fraud on the MMR autism studies. That's what got me into Vax. I made a documentary about that. And that sort of started a conversation.
So you're a news producer investigator. You're
correct.
Just following stories.
That's right. I was just following stories. It was just a great story, right? You've got a whistleblower inside the CDC. You got one of our top scientists saying we're committing scientific fraud in here. That's a get, right? I mean, like, as a reporter, you want to grab that story. But CBS and the doctors wouldn't let me tell that story. So I had to leave my television career. I knew I was putting it at risk, but the story was too important. You know, to see top scientists, you know, manipulating data, kicking kids off of a study, committing scientific
fraud.
But
what is that moment? Because you're a big producer, top TV show, making a lot of money. Like, I mean, let me guess, you just could not do it. It was a compulsion.
Is that it? It's just that. I mean, and the truth is I've always wanted to tell the truth. I've always wanted to share important stories. And one of the things, when I was on the doctors, people would say I was, the lawyer for the doctors would say I was the most controversial doctor and cost more money than anyone, because I tend to not trust companies that make billions of dollars that tell us that what they're doing is that they're out there for my health and my safety. I'm skeptical. And so I've gone after big stories. And so it's important to me.
I can criticize mainstream media, but 5, 10, 20 years ago, they were doing a better job than I'm doing. They were like, what happened? When did it get where they wouldn't cover anything?
Well, I mean, a lot of things was, you know, when we made it a private, you know, we made news private industry, right? Where sponsors and advertisers and making money, you know, became a part of the deal. It's a freedom, right? But it also made it so that now we've got to present what our, you know, sponsors are telling us. And what people, you say it all the time, the truth is 50 to 70% of the advertising on television is being paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. That means everyone we're watching, every news anchor, every reporter works for pharma, essentially. That's where they get paid.
And that's why I was teleprompters is they've got to have it pre-approved.
Correct. It's pre-approved. I think half the time they don't even know what they're about to say until they're reading it right there. You're watching Chris Cuomo starting to seem to have some sort of conscience about, now that I've stepped away, I'm tired of what I'm being, you know, I'm not getting to speak my mind. That's why I left television. That's why I'm here. I'm sure it's why you're here. We get to speak our mind. I get to tell whatever story I want.
Are you happier now being independent than you were there?
I'm as happy as I've ever been because I now know the truth. I'm now able to say anything that
exactly.
I want to say.
Why is telling the truth more valuable than the Ferrari or the seven bedroom? Like, you're happy with a three. It's like telling the truth is the real currency.
Well, I would like to think that that's what draws all people to journalism, right, and into investigation. Unfortunately, the system's set up where I think there's a lot of reporters like me that are stuck in the system where they're not allowed to say or do what they want to do. They're working for somebody else. And so I have freed myself from that, and I've been involved. And luckily, people support the work that I do.
And we have, what a saga, though.
Yeah.
Because normally I have producers on, not a few of your stature doing what you've done. It's never about them, but it's like that personal journey, I think, for everybody else is a way to, like, navigate what they're doing in their own lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would say that in many ways, there's something much bigger than all of us. I think we're guided to be. I feel like I'm lucky. I think we all have a destiny, and you're lucky if you find it. I feel really grateful.
And
have
you found when you start doing what you absolutely feel is the right thing, it gets better, doesn't it?
It gets better.
It gets more intense.
It gets more intense. It gets easier. More and more people start handing you information. And, you know, you start finding, you know, you're in the middle of something really important. And as you said, we are now, you know, what used to be a conspiracy theory is no longer a theory, right? We are now being told by Gates and Fauci and Birx and the WHO, we're going to microchip you. We're going to force inject you. We're going to have drones flying over you. We're going to track your iPhones. And so the question is not, this is no longer a theory, and I'm no longer a conspiracy theorist. I warned you about this.
It's a reality.
Now it's a reality. The question is this a reality we're willing to accept? I mean, that's the only question left. It's not if it's going to happen.
And that's why there's an attack on men, because fundamentally, once men see an enemy, they get motivated to attack it.
That's right. And I think that's what drives a lot of us, is that people will say you're altruistic, you're out there, you're trying to save humanity. No, I'm trying to save my own kids. It's really that simple.
Exactly.
I have two kids at home.
Bowing down.
That's it.
If I was bowing down to something that was better, I could do it. I'm bowing down to death.
That's right.
How do you, like, make a deal with that? You don't do that. You either attack and succeed or you die.
I think that that's it. I mean, I don't want to see what happens if I'm in a world where they're coming through my door and taking my kid because maybe they're testing positive for COVID-19.
And the UN says that now. We're coming to take your kid.
We're coming to take your kid. They're telling you right there. That's their plan. Are you in agreement with that plan? Is that the world you want to live in? We decide that here and now. This is the moment we decide how we vote, what we do, what we stand for.
I was about to say, whether we march or not. What would you call this moment then?
The call this moment?
I mean, this moment is the big decision.
This is the moment. This is the moment. How we see this. Are we afraid? Are we going to live in fear? Do we think this imaginary, you know, the enemy, this virus is really that dangerous? And how dangerous would it? This is the question. How dangerous would it have to be for you to give up everything you knew about your life, to be imprisoned, let China take over the world? Because, by the way, they're back online. They're working. They have 1.5 billion people going back to work. Either they're not afraid of it, whether they've lied to us, I don't care.
Oh, the point is so obvious.
You know, the point is what would you risk in order to hold on and preserve that world that we grew up in for our children?
If they launched a real bio attack that was killing millions, right, we'd know, we'd work, we'd defeat them. But instead, it's just like, it turns out the whole thing's basically a hoax. It's way overblown. And then now medical, how big is that though? Like you said, medical doctors in good standing can't have a press conference in America.
Can't have a press conference.
That means America's gone. YouTube, what is Trump doing? What is the Justice Department doing letting big tech do this?
Well, I mean, as you've stated, I think that Donald Trump is trying to weave his way around a snake pit right now. Who's on his side? I mean, you have to have people working for you. I'm not sure. When I look at him, who can he trust? Who can he trust to carry something down the road?
He's totally surrounded.
He's totally surrounded. And so, you know, whether or not he's right on everything or wrong on anything, he's getting terrible information from all sides. I've never seen a man.
Well, they lie to him. They say, sir, say this, and they,
Yeah, I think that there's a lot to it. So what can he do about YouTube?
If my crew was like that, I could. This crew's awesome. They put up my. Yeah. This is an amazing crew. I can barely do the show. Imagine Trump surrounded by snakes.
It's amazing watching him. And under those circumstances, I think it's incredible. You know, he said he wants out. He said months ago that this is going to be less than 1%, the death rate, and he got attacked. It's proving all science is backing what he said.
I mean, I don't know how it doesn't blow up and start just overturning tables.
Well, I mean, that's the case, right? At some point,
Stay there. We'll be right back.
All right, cool.
We're on fire here. The Dell Big Tree. Dell Big Tree's here with us in studio, thehighwire.com. He's the producer of Vaxxed, one of the biggest and most censored documentaries in many, many years, and he's on fire. And I remember interviewing you years ago. I've seen other shows. You've always been powerful, but I can just see now you've stepped out there, and you're free. There's no filter, and that's really what the establishment fears. They want all of us to put these filters on, but as the censorship intensifies, I don't see Americans bowing to it. I see them actually saying no.
I think it's almost like a badge of honor now. It's what you look for, right? If you see a flag across a video, I think more and more now we're saying, I want to look at that. That must be important. We're realizing so much for the first time, really, we're waking up to the idea, oh my God, the news is lying to me, right? If you do your own investigation now, you see virologists, mathematicians, you know, top scientists all around the world.
The discoverer of HIV, you know, Nobel Prize winner, says it's man-made.
Right.
And they're banning him.
Right. Right. They're banning him. They're banning people, banning doctors, banning MDs. And saying, we're not going to represent, we're not letting anyone talk about anything that is not approved by the WHO. WHO is not an American agency.
Cedars-Sinai banned.
Right, I mean, it's incredible. Mean,
that is crazy. That shows fear, doesn't it? That shows absolutely. They're desperate.
They are desperate. And that's
this
where,
man-made out of that lab?
Well, I mean, that's where you're at, I'm not sure. I'm still on the fence. I'm going to have to
see
it. But it doesn't matter. Here's what I say. If it's man-made, if this is a bioweapon, it's one of the weakest bioweapons we've ever seen. I mean, that's what we know. Verdict's still out.
But what I'm saying is that it's man-made, so they own it.
Right, they own it.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep going.
Well, so, I mean, the idea ends up being, why can't we ask any important questions, right? Why are we not allowed to ask questions about what's happening? Questions about, you know, the authority, about, you know, Fauci and Birx. I mean, the United States of America is founded on the Fourth Estate, freedom of speech, and the idea that journalists are supposed to ask the hard, uncomfortable questions.
I saw Tucker last night, but he was on fire. I mean, since when in America can medical doctors not have a press conference? Trump must act. I can say he's surrounded in all this. This is racketeering. This is criminal. Who the hell says medical doctors can't have a press conference now?
I think it's treason. I mean, I think you can go as far as if you have an American company that's saying that we're going to side with foreign agents
and
in their opinion.
The right? Head of a YouTube, as you know,
right.
Tell folks.
Right.
She goes and says, I only do what the UN says.
Right.
And
what
if
the
WHO
says.
What this group says, you're banned.
Right. That's incredible. You know, and we all know that Donald Trump is now not aligned with the WHO. He's not funding it. So you're telling me that the president of the United States, can he be banned? Is he not going to be able to get on YouTube? And what are we talking about? It doesn't matter.
They've announced
what
on Twitter
the president.
Now that they're not just burying his tweets. They're putting stuff over it. They've actually hijacked the president.
It's terrible. It's terrifying.
So what comes next then, Mr. Big Tree? Because we've already hit 11, like Spinal Tap. I mean, yeah. Where does it go? Because I expected this, but I thought it would be gradual. They've gone like, boom.
I think that's their mistake, right? I think that for some reason, they've jumped the shark here. They've jumped ahead. You and I have been saying for years, even you much longer than I, this is coming. They're going to try. I've been saying pharmaceutical industry is going to try and take over the world. They are the biggest lobby all around the world. They're going to make an attempt. But clearly, they don't have a vaccine ready, which I think they would have. I think they would have wanted to have a vaccine ready if this was really a part of a plan. They've jumped ahead of themselves. They're ahead of themselves, which puts us in the power position.
That's what both the smart guys think.
Right.
Something they were cooking up leaked.
Yeah, something got out. Something has made them. Now they're off balance. Now they are like changing the story every single day.
He looks like he's dying.
Yeah, he looks like he's dying. Deborah Birx, Fauci, they keep changing their talking points. They're moving the goalposts. What they said yesterday, they're going against it today. And the same thing's like, well, look, having antibodies doesn't mean you have immunity. Oh, so then that's how you've determined that every vaccine works is by the antibodies.
They're spreading their whole vaccine
scam. Absolutely. They're destroying their own vaccine program.
Explain that to people.
See, the only way they've ever been able to determine that a vaccine works because they can't challenge you with the actual virus. They just say, do you have antibodies? And now their argument so that we don't develop herd immunity naturally is, well, we're not sure that your antibodies are actually going to protect you with COVID-19. Well, it'd be the first virus in the history of mankind that would be true for. It's a complete speculation. But if we cannot measure antibodies as proof that you have immunity, then you have just erased the entire way that we decide whether a vaccine works or not. So are you telling
me? It's almost 100-year-old methodology.
Right, that's right. And I think I've had questions about it anyway. Because
of course, just because you've got antibodies don't mean you've beaten it.
Well, and vaccines have never been able to do what natural immunity does. When you get the illness, you have a full cellular innate immune response, right? Antibodies is the secondary response. It's the second part of it. A vaccine can only create antibodies. There's always been a thought.
How badass is that our body as one cellular unit, once we beat something, we own it.
That's right.
You got your ass.
I call it the Ferrari of immunity. They're trying to sell us on the Pinto of immunity. I got to get one vaccine, two vaccines. We're talking about potentially five MMR vaccines throughout my life.
That says, we'll ban you if you say zinc or vitamin D or turmeric's good. Everybody knows that's incredibly badass. I mean, if you don't have that stuff, you die.
And you have doctors with amazing results saying, look, I cured 800 people by using hydroxychloroquine to open up the cell and then putting zinc in there.
Meanwhile,
to destroy
the FBI
the virus.
Is trying to, not trying, they're SWAT teaming established medical doctors that have vitamin C clinics. I'm not even a big doctor person, but I've gone and gotten vitamin C things. Those work. Those make you feel great. They're SWAT teaming people now.
I mean, we also know Colorado said that chiropractors were non-essential. They're going after Whole Foods markets and grocery stores and natural healing techniques. What I mean, it shows you what this is really all about.
They don't
want
us being protected.
No, they don't. This is about an agenda. It's been an agenda they've been announcing for a long time, and it probably has a lot of other trimmings of banking and all sorts of other things that are problems in this world. But right now, your body, do you own your body? Do you, do you get to control what's injected into you and injected into your children? Because this is what it all lies on. This is what it relies on. And by the way, we're talking about an illness as a 0.1 to 0.3% death rate.
It's not like if those doctors said a lie, it'd be one thing. It turns out the death rate's lower than what they said.
Yeah. Yeah, they're being conservative. I mean, this death rate's almost non-existent. And think if we had known what this illness was, had Fauci done his job and said, hey, let's diagnose this illness, right? They're wrong.
Well, exactly. Why is he the savior when all their models were 30, 20, even their best models were 15 times higher than what happened?
Yeah, and they keep backtracking. Can you imagine running a business where the guy running your numbers keeps coming and said, I missed it by 2,000%?
My listeners pay attention. They know I'm accurate 95% of the time. They forgive me the 5%. If I had a record like these people, no one would listen to me.
No one would listen to you. Everyone would be fired. You never hold on to someone that is wrong every single time they walk
into a restaurant. You've got a restaurant 20 years and 10 people get food poisoning, it's not a problem. You start getting food poisoning every week, you shut down in a couple months. That's how information is. So how, if they're giving food poisoning to every person that eats there, how are they still open?
I don't know. And really, it is tragic. When you see the push against, really putting money into treatments now, all of the funding is going to a vaccine we might have 18 months from now, what I call the vaccine unicorn. Are we really basing all of our policy on hopes and dreams for something that may appear in the future?
What about the confirmation, not that we needed this, from USA Today, that they get $39,000 instead of $4,000 for every COVID-19 patient. So they tell the doctors, There's dozens of doctors I've seen online saying they're ordered to say it's COVID-19 and when it's not.
And put them on a ventilator, by the way. They're getting extra money to put them
which
on a ventilator.
Which kills people.
Which kills people. 90% death rate if you're put on a ventilator. They're denying people oxygen. At least they were denying
them. And that's
them
why
oxygen.
They wanted more ventilators to kill more people.
I mean,
in the computer model, the guys on top to show that number.
When we look back, this death rate may be, we know it's going to be higher than it should have been. It's right in par with the flu, but I think it would be non-existent had we treated these people
right.
Well,
let me ask you this, because I say people are on fire. You're on fire right now. What are they going to pull next? Because the wheels are off. The hoax is exposed. Everyone I know says it's a hoax. From family that thought I might have been wrong, what are you seeing on the ground?
I think the biggest issue we have is we got to look at the fall. We got to look at states opening up. States opening up may have some infection rates go up. It's not a big deal. We have to deal with that. The virus is still out there. We didn't do our job. We didn't create herd immunity like Sweden just achieved. So there's a good chance either it's going to be here when we come out, we're going to have to deal with it, or it's coming in the fall. Are we going to lock down again and absolutely obliterate the world we know, or are we going to man up and say, you know what? 0.3% of us are going to get really sick. We now know how to treat it. We know not to put you on ventilators. We have things we can do. Let's really lock down our elderly, make sure that they're airtight for a couple months.
Exactly.
And let's deal with this. Let's take it on, head on, and then save this nation. You are not a hero for sitting in your basement watching, you know, playing Nintendo or watching, you know, Netflix right now. A hero steps up and says, you know what? I'm going to take on what appears to be a common cold for over 90% of us, and I'm going to create herd immunity so that America marches forth and becomes the powerful institution, economic power that we know we are.
And by the way, the reason we're censored is guests like this.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's good. I'm saying the reason we're censored is the reality of this.
That's reality.
If they put that on CNN, they go from a million viewers to 10 million overnight. They know it works. They just don't want the truth. When we come back with our guest, wow, I'm blown away right now. Where does this go? I keep saying, what is the adventure we're going to choose? Because we're at that crossroads right now, and this hoax is confirmed. So what are we going to do right now? And what are curveballs the globalists can throw us? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I feel an incredible weight on me to just tell the truth and get it right and rally people. And I know that Dale Bigtree, a well-known big national TV news producer, left it because they wouldn't let him expose vaccines. And what was on the inserts? You know, the inserts say it can hurt you or kill you. And they're like, no one ever got hurt by this. He's like, well, that says it can kill you right here. So here he is. He made, of course, Vaxxed. And that became a huge film despite all the censorship and all the crazy things that happened there. But, Dale, we were talking during the break about what Trump needs to do, what we need to do at this historic crossroads and how we counter this medical tyranny, martial law takeover.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think Trump's doing the best that he can. He needs to be surrounded by better people. I would like to see him get a team. I would like to see Donald Trump find a team. There's an international body of scientists, perhaps the majority of scientists around the world, mathematicians, virologists, they're saying the draconian measures not only didn't work, they were dangerous and have gotten more people killed. He needs that type of advice in there to sort of balance out what he's hearing. Tony Fauci, Birx have been dead wrong the whole time. Every model's been wrong. He needs to be bringing in people that have been modeling this correctly from the very beginning. He has put the funding. Look, he's done his job. He put the funding in a vaccine, $8 billion. He's looked at hydrochloroquine. He's done. He's locked things down. He's done what he has to do. But now how do we get out of this? And how do we move forward? And how do we deal with, look, you know the big October surprise is going to be coronavirus again, right? Is he planning for this? Is he ready for that? That's what I'd like to ask him and say, let's build a team around you that can handle this in a better way.
Exactly. They know he's about to win. And so they're going to, that's why Biden's saying, oh, Trump wants to cancel the election. No, they're going to use this to try to cancel the election and go, you don't really rule as the president. We need a committee now during the crisis.
Right.
Watch that.
Well, and essentially that's what you're seeing around the world, right? We're seeing for the first time, you know, this is a world run by doctors. Whether you're a dictator or a prime minister, they're all stepping aside and letting these, you know, the medical establishment driven really by one really bad model, Neil Ferguson, the imperial model is what drove this entire thing, you know, and then
let's
just
explain that
aside.
From day one, why are the people that were wrong about everything and who stand to gain from this and who were involved in all these weapons testing with Wuhan, why are the very culprits involved in the response?
Because none of it has to do with being correct. It all has to do with everybody involved right now has one goal in mind. The WHO stated it last year. The WHO said vaccine hesitancy is the greatest threat to health, to their idea of pharmaceutical health. And so the agenda has been we need a mandated vaccine program for every human on the earth. So Fauci, everybody, doesn't matter how many mistakes they make, they keep waking up in the morning and saying, I don't care how bad we look. I don't care what's going on. My goal on this planet is to get a forced vaccination program for everyone alive, and I'm sticking with that. We'll change our story. We'll change our headline. We'll move the goalpost. It doesn't matter in the end.
But you hit the key last segment. They are so desperate because they know the world's waking up to them, and that December 2nd, December 3rd meeting at the WHO in Switzerland with the head scientist saying, our doctors are wobbly. They know it's hurting people. We don't test vaccines. There's a cover-up. And they're all not knowing what to do, and then, boom, this happens. That totally covers all that up.
It covers it all up, but it's actually exposed them, right? It's the greatest mistake they've ever made. Their entire argument is bad. We're a scientific consensus. They no longer have a consensus. They destroy their own consensus by so overreaching, so overstepping, making everybody destroy economies while we wait 18 months for the vaccine.
And I've already said this 50 times, but Cedars-Sinai can't be trusted, and major clinic owners can't be trusted because, oh, they're bad too. I believe them banning these doctors and banning Cedars-Sinai is, I believe in the dominoes. That's that domino is going to take them down.
And that's where we're going. People are waking up because of oppression. You oppress people with blood pumping through their brains that still have a few brain cells working, then you are going to see a reaction. And that is the reaction we're seeing. We're seeing gigantic turnouts at these rallies.
I agree.
Country,
so what
right?
we're seeing is desperation.
Desperation, but also that's where it starts, right? They're desperate, but we are desperate to wake up. We've been desperately trying to get people to wake up. So now they're helping us do our job, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. So on their end, it's a mixture of arrogance and desperation.
I think it's arrogance, it's hubris, it's everything that makes, you know, my father used to always say, pride goes before a fall. The pride and the hubris and the ego in this medical establishment is going to be their own demise.
No, I totally agree with you, but
I'll tell you.
And
that's how we bring it down.
I've been tracking Bill Gates for like 30 years, I've been on air 26, but he was always a key intel guy involved in globalism, so I always followed Gates and the foundations behind him. He normally looks like he's in heaven. He looks like he's dying during these interviews. He does not look, because he knows people are waking up. So I just look off his body language and off of Fauci's, they don't look very happy.
Well, I mean, look, people hate Bill Gates. Everywhere he goes, he's obviously bought himself television spots on Ellen on every single show there is.
Oh,
and all he gets.
By the way, right. I used to look it up. He funded shows like The Good Doctor Attacking Me. I looked it up. He funded that show.
Sure.
You're right. Good Morning America, This Week, ABC. You look it up. He underwrites and pays for the shows where they say he's a hero.
Right. And he's paid to go out there. He went and spent the last 2 weeks trying to make himself a hero. And all he did was get beat up on Facebook. They had to take the shows down for the first time in history, saying people hate this guy. So now he's doing interviews. And he's realizing,
so
I'm
hated.
So are
you proud of humanity's organic response?
I am. I believe in humanity. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. So as bad as it is, for those of us at the tip of the spear, because you're not a wimp. You're a tough guy. You've been persecuted for making this movie. You've given up a lot.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I've been called a baby killer and everything else. There's no way I could probably ever work in television again under the current circumstances. I don't care. But those are the types of things they do. They take
the words
out of context.
I love science when it works. Yeah. If they had some vaccine, maybe I'd take it like pumpkin pie, but it doesn't.
Well, that's all I've been saying from the beginning, right? Prove to me it's safe. Use a placebo group. They're already admitting we're going to do like 45 people in one of these trials. There's no placebo group. No one's getting inert placebos, so there's no way to establish safety.
Let's talk about Robert Kennedy Jr. He came out a few days ago and said the WHO are basically murderers. The vaccines are deadly. I loved it. I want to believe he's real. I've seen a weird kind of synthetic grassroots campaign against him. I know you know him. You've talked to him.
No.
I judge a tree by the fruits. I think he's doing a good job.
I would say that I would trust Bobby Kennedy with my life. There's been moments. We don't always agree. We have our moments. We work with each other a lot. But I've watched that guy stand on the front lines. I've watched him roll up his sleeves. I've watched him stand with the people. I've watched him carry children in his own arms. And he's been doing that his entire career. That guy is legitimate.
But, I mean, when he calls for the WHO to be arrested, I mean, that's not fake.
No, that's not fake, and it's not something you would normally expect a Kennedy to do. You got to remember, this guy is born into one of the greatest, you know, biggest iconic brand names there is. Everything you do with that name, his family is screaming and yelling at him.
What I'm telling you is I'm sophisticated enough to know through all these weird channels, hey, you better go after Bobby Kennedy. You're not a patriot. Bobby Kennedy's a bad guy. That's when I finally went, oh, he must be a good guy.
Right, exactly. And that's what I do, too. When you look at who's attacking them and for what reasons, this is a man that's been trying to make sure that we have a healthier environment, that we're not being poisoned by corporations.
When he says the WHO and Bill Gates' vaccines kill more children than die of the disease, it's true. That's an incredibly heroic statement. And that's not fake right there.
And by the way, who working for the other side would ever make that statement, right? Who would go
get
hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people around the world to agree with the point that vaccines are dangerous?
Well, listen, How is that a bad guy? So I look at him, and when he talks about it, I can see he's real. I already know he's real.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, but there's a grassroots AstroTurf attack on him because they're really pissed at him right now.
Every movement in the world throughout time has always had infighting, and everyone thinks they have the best way to go forward. And look, no one's perfect. We all make mistakes. We're all doing the best we can. What I say is stay in your lane. Do what you think you're supposed to do.
All I'm saying about him is coming out and saying vaccines are killing more than they're helping. The numbers show that. That's you can't put a statement out like that and have that be from the bad guys. They would never say that.
He's described the pharmaceutical industry as a cartel that murders people. He talks about the fact that the three biggest, vaccine makers have paid out billions of dollars for murdering innocent human beings.
My gut knew it when I was seeing this.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
All right, we're going to do a few more segments, and I really appreciate you being here. I've been asking the questions. What do you want to get to next when we come back?
What do I want to get to? I want to get to how we march forward and we bring home the win. That's what we got to do.
Well, I know the president watches the show. He gets clips, but he likes like 5-minute clips. So we just kind of did this, but you want to go to break and say, Mr. President, here's how you win. There's a good chance I'll watch it.
Right now?
We're going to go to break in about a minute and a half, but I mean, do you want to come back and send him a message?
I'm down to send him a message.
Trump likes it when it's a message to him.
Okay,
It's not an arrogance thing, but he kind of likes like being addressed.
Right. I'm down.
He has an obsession with it. Well, he sends the Secret Service out with buckets, like boxes, to get all the stuff people hand him. And when he's on Air Force One, he reads all of it.
That's incredible. It's incredible. And to watch, look, his tweet, the fact that he's tweets, the way he interacts, we've never had a president that is so transparent with the public. I mean, you got to say, you know what the guy's thinking, right? Whether you like it, people say, I wish he stopped tweeting. I think that every president after Donald Trump should have to tweet just as much as he did.
I think they should have to tweet at 3 o'clock
in the morning like he does.
Del Bigtree, the maker of Vax. Where do folks find Vax right now?
Right now, you got to go to VaxTheMovie.com. It's been kicked off of Amazon, off of Netflix, everywhere else it's being censored. But if you go to the website Vax, that's two X's, VaxTheMovie.com, you can get it there.
The most important thing, folks, is you already know all this.
Yeah.
You've got to share it. You've got to have block parties. You've got to celebrate what's censored, which now is the spirit of the time. And don't forget, we've got X2 back in stock. Great iodine for your body. And we've got storable foods that everybody should have back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation. Without you, we're not here. Believe me. If you had any idea, I'm actually proud of the attacks we're under, but it is biblical right now. They are measuring my jail cell right now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
But nobody seems to notice.
Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool.
But the fool on the hill,
and he never gives an
sees it all.
But the fool on the hill sees the sun.
All right, your message. Del Bigtree of TheHighWire.com, producer of the censored film of the century, Vax. What is your message to President Trump and the world about taking action?
Mr. President, first of all, you were handed a bum deal with this COVID-19. You're surrounded by people that are getting it wrong, and you're getting a lot of bad information. Yet through that, you seem to be making the best decisions anyone could expect. You have supported the medical industry by funding the vaccine. You've looked at chloroquine. There needs to be more trials on treatment. A treatment can end this long before a vaccine ever does. But there's one area that I think you really need to look at. First of all, you have the body of sciences actually on your side. When you look at the top virologists and epidemiologists and people around the world like that, they're on your side. You need to get some more of them on your team. If you want help with that, I'll point you in the right direction. Also, we have one section we really haven't looked at, which is we've got to start looking at natural herd immunity. It can be achieved in a safe way. So while we're putting out trillion-dollar packages to try and support people, can we go to the nursing homes and the places where we need to be able to lock down our elderly and make them, airtight? We need to fund things so that the doctors and nurses inside those facilities can stay inside those facilities so we don't go in and out the next time a coronavirus comes along. Let's be able to lock down those that are at risk. We're talking 0.1, 0.3. At the very tops, 1% are going to have a severe reaction. For the 90% of us that are just going to have be asymptomatic or have a common cold, let us soldier up, go out there, get the herd immunity while we protect those that are in harm's way so that you can go on, have a real election, the people can get back America, get back their jobs, and feel good about, you know, this nation and our dream. We cannot let the dream of our founding fathers die. Oppression, suppression, surveillance, you know, testing, forced vaccinations. That is not America, and that is not human. I know you know that. We're here. We support you. We know you're doing the best you can do. You got to surround yourself with some more people that are able to discuss the truth and talk science to the people. The real science, not failed models, real data, because it's available. When Deborah Birx right now, by the way, keeps saying, we don't have the data, we don't have the data. We've been at this for 6 months. There are millions of people around the world that have now gotten involved with the coronavirus. We do have the data. You're not looking at the data. And I'm tired of hearing scientists that don't know how to collect data. The data is there. The truth is there. Let's move forward, because the truth is, this just isn't deadly enough to destroy the greatest economy in the world.
And it's going to starve. They're now saying tens of millions of people confirmed already. Right. Starving to death. It was like 33 million last week. Now the UN says 130 million are on the verge of starvation. Those are real people, and this is irrevocable, the damage it's already become. What's the left going to do, and what's Fauci going to do, and what's Bill and Melinda Gates going to do when we're in a global depression a month from now, 6 months from now? They think we'll just forget that they instituted this?
I'm amazed. I mean, it's like they think there's like a fairy godmother or daddy's going to fix this. So I'm going to come out. I really don't think they get. Your job is going to be gone. This world is going to be obliterated. It's like a car has gone off the bridge and it's sinking to the bottom of the ocean. And Tony Fauci is saying, we got oxygen, we've got to stay locked in. You're like, no, the deeper we go, the harder it's going to be to get back and survive. We've got to open these doors. We got to take the risk.
The car is in the thing. It's in the water, and it's flooding.
It's flooding.
And they're like, oh, stay here. We've got oxygen.
Right.
No, we got to get out.
We got to get out. We got to get out now. Every single second, we are going to have more people die. We're in more danger. We've got to get out. We got to take the risk. We cannot be afraid of the water coming in. It's upon us. We've got to get to the surface.
Well, I'll say
we've got to save
this
economy.
If it was killing 2%, I'd be locked up in my house. It doesn't even kill 0.1%.
Right.
And then they're censoring doctors that expose admitted numbers. God, which shows they're behind it. They love it. It's disgusting.
It really is. It's horrifying because people are being killed. I believe they're being murdered now by bad medicine, bad science. I mean, how did a virus end up having a political leaning? Why do you have Democrats in states, you know, Democratic states not using hydroxychloroquine when you've got Didier Raoult in France saying, I have 99%
success rate? The red cities are doing it.
They
are. Get better.
That's crazy.
Blue cities won't do it. They're sacrificing people to up the number. They've been caught red-handed.
From the Infowars.com studios.
I love it.
It's Alex Jones. I used to
be such a sweet. But now when you're attacked, it's a positive thing. Yeah, it's rough, but man, I tell you, the worm is turning. Look at these headlines. Chief Public Health Officer of Canada appeared in a documentary to advocate tracking bracelets for vaccine refuseniks. This is their control system. Majority of Canadians think coronavirus vaccines should be mandatory. This is what they're doing. Del Bigtree is here with us, the producer of Vaxxed, and you just laid out where we're at. But jumping the shark gets overused. But banning anybody off Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube that says they're going to go out and protest being locked in their house, that's incredibly over the top. But now Cedars-Sinai, medical doctors coming out saying Trump's right, reading statistics on air being banned, this is big.
It's really big, and I think that a lot of people are waking up. I mean, it's unfortunate that it takes a tragedy like this for people to really come together and recognize we have an issue, we now stand together. Many different groups are now collecting, right? You have constitutionalists joining people that are anti-vax, people that, you know.
Oh, liberals,
you know,
conservatives, like, it's over.
It's over. And how do they hold up?
By the way, I'll just say that. My wife, she said all, she goes, everyone I know says this is BS. Like, almost everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about myself because, I mean, I've been in TV. I think, imagine if I was hired to do PR for Deborah Birx and Tony Fauci and Bill Gates.
Impossible.
I mean, it'd be impossible. That job is impossible. There's no way to put lipstick on this pig. You cannot do it. It's a complete and total disaster. Not a single model has added up. Every decent scientist around the world is saying we should have never locked down. And they're also telling us, be careful when they try to tell you it was the lockdown that kept the death rate low. The death rate is low in Sweden, and they now have herd immunity. We've got to move forward. I think we have to forgive each other, right? I think we all have to say, you know what? We're in this together. We've got to all come out together. What happened in the quarantine stays in the quarantine. I get it. You took pictures of me out with my dog. You got me without the mask. You were freaked out. The news told you to do it. I'm going to forgive you. We need to move forward and say, this is still the United States of America. We're in this together. We want this to be the greatest nation once again. So let's forgive all of the accidents and mistakes that happened. We'll let the blame go to somebody else, but let's move forward.
Because we're in cardiac arrest.
We are. We're suffering. We're in a tragic, you know, we're in a situation where we're not communicating. We're not able to speak, you know, clearly, and they're ramming a ventilator down our throat. We're going to die if we let that ventilator go down our throat. We've got to remember, hold on a second. Let me take a brief, deep breath. Let me calm down and see what's going.
By the way, you come in, you test positive, they snake it down your throat when it's an autoimmune response like the Spanish flu.
Right.
And who pre-programmed that we're going to run a ventilator down knowing that kills you when all you need is Benadryl?
And what's
really, it's like a bee sting.
It really is. It's crazy. And you know what? They knew this was SARS. SARS was the same issue. SARS was a blood oxygen issue. They knew that. They knew that that formed the coronavirus. Respirators was not. It wasn't a respiratory issue. You didn't have blood in your oxygen. We've got oxygen in your blood. We need oxygen in the blood. We got to figure out how to do that.
So,
we need
to keep your immune system from overreacting. Why are they like more ventilators day one? Because they knew what they were doing.
Well, those are really good questions. Those are the types of things that I'm going to investigate. I haven't really looked into why we got here or who is behind it. I've just been trying to, like, you know, play catch up, look at the data. We've been showing data from around the world from the databases. It looks really, really bad.
It looks so sinister. If you read a science fiction book like this, you'd say, no one would try that.
Well, I mean, and that's the question, right? I ask myself when you say that, you know, you have, you know, a prime minister in Canada saying, I'm going to make you wear an armband, or you have Bill Gates saying, I'm going to track you. We're going to give you a microchip. And I think, did you not read Brave New World or, you know, or 1984 or Fahrenheit 451? What do these people think about themselves? They have to have remembered in high school reading that book. They go, yeah, I always thought that was a, you know, I wanted to be that bad guy. Or do they think, no, that's not me. Or do they think, that book just didn't get it right. We really need this type of oppression in order to move forward. I mean, I'm curious, like, what do they think of themselves when they're living right into some crazy, awful scientific, novel?
So which is it, the total vaccine dehumanization takeover, or they did it so long, they know it's collapsing, so instead of all going to prison, they just try to, like, create a global emergency and force us all into it?
I think that really at the heart of this is what we've always seen, which is these people have a God complex. They think that they can outsmart nature. They can outsmart God. They're the ones in charge. They can do it better. And that's where we find that level of ego we've been warned about.
And we learned Bill Gates wants to use the vaccine as the proof for the global ID for digital currency.
Right.
So it's about a global currency.
Yeah, I think all of that plays in, right? He's got his hands in every single technology that revolves around this, whether it's the testing kits, whether it's the vaccinations, whether, you know, and he's in
By
all
the way,
of the
people ask, like, why did you always obsess on him? Every time I open up, it's like him.
It's him.
It's like you open the door. Who's the villain? Oh, Bill Gates. Well, let's check this door. Oh, it's Bill Gates again.
Right.
I didn't just come up with this. No. I didn't just predict he's the guy you'd turn on one day with world government. He's always there.
It's really, really shocking. And I guess the level of foresight, you got to hand it to the guy. I mean, he invested in every single thing that we are being told around the world. This is what we need. We need microchips. We need vaccines. We need testing kits. We need drones. We need to be able to track your phone. And then you look, holy cow. Oh, and by the way, while you're stuck in your house, you need to be able to go to school online. Oh, we have, you know.
He's got everything.
We got everything. We got the program that does that. He owns every single part of this crazy, sick, twisted little world that he's dreaming about for our future.
You know why? IBM funded the Nazis, basically ran it. And Thomas Watson had a plan. He put all his money when he died into it. And the woman on the board of it, who runs his world depopulation, it's actually called that, is Bill Gates' mother. So Bill Gates is just the front for mommy of all this. He didn't just have that. He had Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, all their money.
Is he a new player? I mean, you obviously look deeper into this. I mean, because you always hear about, right?
Bill Gates is basically the most powerful person on earth.
There's no one above him. You think he's at the top?
He's the top of the deal because all the money was put into him. His mother was on the IBM board, and IBM had gotten busted up after World War II. It was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ran like all of it, and they had to get around antitrust, so they gave the operating system to Bill Gates, but that was the only part of it. His mother was his dad ran like Army secret experiments.
Wow.
His dad was the head of Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
His dad was at Cold Springs Harbor. You look this up.
You can save me a lot of time, man. I'm just going to get some of your research because this is where I want to look now. I want to know how we got here.
And so Bill Gates is like the corporate man from childhood picked to run this whole thing. He's the man.
Well, he's there. I mean, a lot of people don't know this. He's the second biggest funder of the WHO. Now that Donald Trump's holding back America's money, he's the number one funder of the WHO. That is his company over there. And he's working with Chinese nationals. He's working foreign nationals. I think if I was going to say one more thing to Donald Trump, I think it's time for an investigation. I think it's a time for an investigation. And I'm not talking about fraud. I'm talking about treason. If you're working with foreign nationals and you push a hoax, you know, and you overstep and say that something is more deadly like a virus and you destroy our economy, you destroy the economy of the United States of America based on a lie, and you're working with foreign scientists and nationals, they're saying things from Ireland, like the guy, Irish guy, I think he is, saying, I'm going to come into your house, I want to take your children, and we find out that Bill Gates is the one funding all of that, I don't see how that's not treason. Am I missing something?
No, I totally agree with you, and that's what I'm saying is,
are you afraid of what I just said? You're like, holy cow, that's
it. No, I agree. Bill Gates should be criminally investigated. No, I was pausing because it's so true, Mr. Big Tree, is that I never tried to make Bill Gates the villain. Every time I swing a stick, it's him running. But then you learn he doesn't run it. All these big foundations said, where do we put our money in to do this?
Yeah.
And they went, IBM. And IBM needed somebody to make it look like it wasn't IBM because they were being broken up because of the trust.
Right.
It's a monopoly. So Bill Gates is the guy that sits at the nexus point with all the big robber baron money running eugenics.
Well, I mean, look, everywhere I look, you're right. Every door you open, he's there. He's got his hands in so many, and they're called nonprofits. Yet, what are they doing? They're testing products on innocent people in Africa, in India, that will go on to be sold for billions and trillions of dollars. I mean, these vaccines we're talking about, you could make $750 billion on a coronavirus vaccine right now if it's $100 a pop and it's given to 7.5 billion people. I mean, this is a dangerous situation. And you and I both know, someone makes $750 billion, they're going to cut some corners if they think they're close. This is The Amazing Race. This is like a reality show we're watching before our eyes. Only all of our lives are hanging in the balance. Short testing periods. And by the way, one of the most dangerous vaccines ever attempted. Do you know that it killed and maimed animals in all the animal trials up until this point? And we're skipping the animal trials. But when you go back and you study when after SARS coronavirus and they started trying to make a vaccine, multiple drug companies all had the same problem. It's called antibody immune enhancement.
We got John Rapoport taking over, but I want you to be able to finish that statement when we come back because you're two more minutes on the side because I do know that, Mr. Big Tree. And that is exactly what's going on, and that's what's so dangerous about all of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Dale Bigtree, the producer of the band Video Vax, is our guest right now. Your calls are coming up next segment. And earlier, he was talking about criminal investigations of Bill Gates and others. And he saw me like looking at him. He goes, well, is that too far? And I said, no, that's exactly where this needs to go. Because the scam that like too corrupt to fail, too involved in the crime to fail, like we can't handle it. No, the only way is to admit what they've done. And the public is ready for that. And they know. And so thehighwire.com is your main site. Other key points you want to make to the audience about where you see the planet and where you see things going, because it's going to get violent, which I don't want if they try to enforce inoculations.
Well, and that inoculation we're talking about is one of the most dangerous vaccines ever attempted. I mean, one of the things
that, you were getting into that. Tell me what's going on.
I really want to talk about that. So, folks, you know, we looked into the trials that were done on animals. After SARS coronavirus, you know, came out, multiple drug companies attempted to make a coronavirus vaccine, including Dr. Peter Hotez, someone that I think hates my guts. We've gotten into it before.
Let me interrupt you. Guys, will you pull up, if you have the time we have left, Bill Gates admits 700,000 get sick or die from vaccine. He went on ABC, CNN a couple times 2 weeks ago and said, oh, 700,000 will get sick or die from my vaccine, so I need government funding and immunity.
Immunity. And this has been the issue from the beginning, right? We have immunity on all vaccines that are given to our kids through the 1986 compensation program. And now we're looking at the PrEP Act, which is going to protect every single vaccine maker right now is going to attempt to make this very dangerous vaccine. But in the animal trials, getting back to it, every attempt so far, the animals got more sick. Many of them died. They had what's called a cytokine storm. They had organ failure. It was so bad that many of these studies at the end said we should be very careful about moving forward with human trials. This is the vaccine they just skipped animal trials on. What it was happening.
And he thinks they're going to get away with all the deaths that causes.
You can't even imagine.
He just wants to normalize euthanasia.
You can't imagine how many deaths this vaccine could cause. I mean, it killed animals in trials. What's happening is, here's how they did it, right? They gave the vaccine to the animals. The animals looked like they were safe. It looked like they were healthy. They were creating antibodies. They're like, oh, look, it worked. But then they did a challenge study. You're not allowed to do a challenge study in human beings. You cannot put them in contact with the virus. So far, that's illegal. But you do it with an animal. What happened was these animals had antibodies. They put them in contact with coronavirus, and their bodies overreacted. They went into a cytokine storm, organ failure, died. I mean, it was a disaster, and they were so terrified about it. Now imagine if they do that with human beings.
So wait, you just said it. We've already gotten the coronavirus. It's everywhere, they admit.
Right.
Most people have it. Then they give you the vaccine. That kills you.
That could kill you. I mean, there are so many things. And by the way, they're the first ones to tell you. We don't know why antibody immune enhancement happens. We don't really know how vaccines work. They say that all the
time.
Why
would he want to force something on people he knows is going to, he admits, kill a bunch of people? He wants to, like, kill us and get away with it.
I don't know what his plan is. I think that a lot of these people truly do believe that the best way forward is to make sure that everyone on the planet is vaccinated. I think that they do not trust nature. They don't look back historically and say to themselves, like I do, that there's not a bacteria or viral mutation that's happened.
But listen, Mr. Big Tree.
Time.
Bill says there's too many people.
He has said that.
And now he wants to give us something that killed us.
And we've heard him say that the way he's going to reduce the population is through good medication, good doctors, and vaccines. Whatever that means. I mean, are we watching that? Is that what this is about? I mean, you certainly have to think about this. Imagine a bioweapon. You could actually, you know, if you have a vaccine that looks like it works and it only kills people when they actually come in contact with some trivial virus like, you know, coronavirus, like a common cold. Imagine that if you wanted to sort of filter out your population. And this is why I say you never want to have your government forcibly injecting things you don't have control
of. With the whole history of secret testing.
Right. But, I mean, look at this. Are we thinking that there's not a president that could get elected that maybe doesn't like black people or doesn't like Hispanics or maybe doesn't like lesbians, gays, and bis? Now all of a sudden we have vaccines.
Well, let's go further. It was Dick Cheney in 2000 said, we're going to make race-specific bioweapons.
Well, that's how that would work, right? You're all getting vaccines because you have no choice. You're lined up every year. You don't know what they're injecting to you. Well, they just gave you, not your neighbor, not the rich neighbor. You know, only the poor neighborhood got this vaccine that if this cold comes around, it's going to kill everybody.
And by the way, that's what they
possible.
Do. For people that don't know, in India and in areas of Africa, they know Bill Gates vaccines kill people.
And they've India kicked the Gates Foundation out of India for exactly that reason, right? They're like, what are you doing here? You're testing things. We have multiple sources now that are saying that they were sterilizing girls with the vaccine. Now, people say, oh, that's conspiracy. I'll tell you this. I read an article. We use vaccines to sterilize deer in the population around the country. So that means we know vaccines can be used to sterilize you. Why would you ever put that in the hand of your government?
And then the argument is there's too many people. We're saving the earth. But it's all a power trip.
I do not want my elected officials deciding whether I live or die. That is not what they're there for. That's not the dream. They're not God.
So you just said it. They are playing God. It's their agenda. And Bill Gates is this overhang of all these eugenics rich people that put all their money into this. And he thinks he's going to carry it out. I say he's not.
We're going to win this. We're going to win this because it's becoming obvious to everybody. He's tried to parade himself on television thinking he was going to win the hearts and minds, and everyone has turned on them. People are turning on Tony Fauci.
By the way, you're not just saying that. Everyone is turning on
them. Everyone's turning on them. I mean, this is happening in real time. And what happens when we finally open up and people come out and realize, oh, my God, I don't have a job? There's no fairy godmother that's going to fix this situation? All that time locked down, and, oh, my God, Sweden, everybody's running around. They're never going to get it again. They have herd immunity, and they had the same death rate as those of us that destroyed our nations. How are they going to explain that? How do you PR that nightmare? How do you polish that turd? It's not going to happen. This is going to wake people up. It's uniting people. And in the end, this is exactly what we needed. This is what we were asking for. We have been poking this bear, saying, this is going to happen. What are you going to do next? And we've been growing. The people have been growing already. You have people that have been questioning vaccines like they never were before. You know, as I've said, 30% of people that have children now are delaying vaccines, meaning they're going against the medical establishment. More than 50% of people have already been questioning vaccines.
And it's all because
we were growing.
It's the precedent to put in my body something that's given liability protection that on the insert says it can hurt me or kill me. And I'm not supposed to question that. No one is going to buy this.
No. And by the way, let me make it clear. I'm not trying to eradicate vaccines from the planet. It's your choice. You have a choice to go with the medical establishment, do what they want to do. But by the way, I have healthy children. I'm healthy. I'm not worried about the coronavirus. We're going to do just fine. I want that Ferrari of immunity. I want lifelong immunity. I want my kids to get the measles. I'm not afraid of the measles. I knew that the measles had a death rate of 1 in 500,000 people in 1961 before there ever was a vaccine. That is a death rate with so many zeros before you ever even get to a one after the decimal.
And again, all the studies show you don't have those events, you're weak.
You're weak.
That's why you've got to have the vitamins and the minerals. And the fact that they're trying to ban all that, how much more obvious is that?
It's absolutely. And all it does is they're being obvious about it now. We're no longer, as I said in the beginning, we're no longer conspiracy theorists. We're right. There is a conspiracy. There's a small group of people that have a really sick plan for the world, and we outnumber them.
Well, I bring my dad up because my dad's a sweetheart. He was like top of his class. He was at Plan 2 UT when he was in high school. And it was like the whole NASA Smart Kid program. It really wasn't NASA, obviously. Another group. But they called them in, the top six kids in Texas, when they were like, he was a junior in high school. And they go, we're eugenicists. We're not like Hitler, but we are going to take control and do all this. My dad didn't join them, but he told me that story. This is institutional elitism. This is just the country club taken to the next level.
I think it's obvious, right? If you're running big nations, I think that we have got to accept that when you have hundreds of millions of people and they're growing, the question is, will we have enough resources? What is the future? Can we control this? It's a topic that has to be discussed.
Exactly. Right? You don't just covertly do it and kill everybody.
No, we shouldn't act like it's not happening.
They said,
either,
hey, we're
right?
going to pay the third world to only have two kids. I might sign on to that. But no, we just give them deadly poison.
Right. Right. We just take away all of your rights because of someone, some denominator, some issue or some nation or something that's out of control or out of balance. We can do this naturally. I mean, and this is the problem.
Hold on. Sounds like Dell Big Tree of the Higher Wire wants to stay.
The efficacy of vaccines in older people is always a huge challenge. You know, it turns out the flu vaccine isn't that effective in elderly people. We clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed.
Some risk and indemnification needed. Mr. Big Tree, film producer for Vax, the preeminent film on questioning vaccines. Wow, they've gone from saying no side effects, no problems, knowing their own UN says they want to stop doing it, to now this capitulation.
Well, I mean, this is, and here's what's happening, right? When we've been trying to sue, we want to be able to sue vaccine makers because countless children are being injured. That's what Vax is all about. And we can't do it. Well, why do we want to sue? We want to see the information for the phase 1 trials. That's the part where people get killed.
Every
get
other
injured.
Drug right. gets trials on humans. Why right. doesn't this?
Right. Against the placebo group. So here for
like the
first time.
The biggest
time,
drug
right.
they're pushing doesn't get tested.
Right. That's right. Right. It defies all reason. We will stop a safety test. We will keep someone from using a drug that's dying of cancer. To say that's a trial drug. I'm willing to take the risk. I'm going to die anyway. We say, no, safety is so important that we're going to have to let you die and wait till it works. Whereas a vaccine, no safety study at all, given to children that are perfectly healthy. There's no rush. They're not dying. They don't need this thing. We can wait. We can do the trial. And that's never happened. But here's what's happening, what's got Gates, everyone freaked out, is for the first time in history, the world is going to be watching as phase 1 trials take place while people get sick. Potentially they die. And that's what Gates knows. What he's trying to do is cover his butt and say, for the first time, we're going to have to admit to you that this thing killed people, that there were people that got sick when we gave it to them, because we have never had to show you a phase 1 trial before that's been hidden from the public. That's why we want to be able to sue. That's what's been taken away from us. And now that's why Dr. Paul Offit, who made the rotavirus vaccine, that's why Dr. Peter Hotez that attempted a coronavirus vaccine is saying, whoa, 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 you're going to destroy our vaccine program. You're going to destroy our vaccine program. Because we are not ready to do a trial like this. You don't want people watching people die. They'll never forgive you. You'll make them afraid of vaccines. That's what's going to happen.
So this giant Ponzi scheme.
Right.
The insert says it can kill you and doesn't even protect you. Now it's coming home to roost, so now there's this big push.
Well, this is where their ego, this is where the hubris comes in, right? They've told us, oh, we're going to make a vaccine right in front of you. We're going to do it right before your eyes. Well, everyone in science is saying, are you crazy? People are going to die if we do that. We cannot let people see that. This is what's happening. This is why I think, you know, this is all for a reason. Something much bigger is going on. They've made a tragic mistake. And talk about jumping the shark. They're all over it now.
Well, the highest floor of this is the globalist medical corps talking to people I've known that have worked in secret government projects and other things like that. It's all just at hospitals, it's at military facilities, and everybody's compartmentalized. They're not bad people.
I agree with that.
Illegal experiments on people, and people are dying because these shadowy groups in the government, not the government itself, and I'm not defending the government, folks. Just to say it's the government's dumb. The government's just a big interface like anything. But the shadowy groups involved in big pharma, they're all testing which doctors and nurses shut up, which people go along, and then they recruit those to build this medical tyranny army, and this is their big takeover.
That's how you rise up, right? That's how you get to be a Tony Fauci. You're someone that's willing to cover things up, slide your way through, and make everything look pretty, and that's why it's just a tiny group of people. This is what I get accused of. You're saying millions of doctors are trying to kill children with vaccines. No. It only takes a small lie. We saw this with OxyContin, right? What I say is, look at this, you know, why did doctors kill people with OxyContin? Why did that happen? If doctors know so much, why did they end up killing people? I don't think it's the doctor's fault. The problem is, every time they saw a patient looks like they're getting addicted, they go to the CDC website, they go to the FDA website, and they say, well, it says right here, non-habit forming, totally safe. I guess it's safe. That's their Bible. It only takes a couple of bad C's at the CDC, at the FDA, to make the wrong decision. Everyone follows them.
Whether it was Enron or you name it, it's the accountant controller level fraud. And then they write, like you said, the doctor's like, well, it says doesn't hurt anybody. Right. Well, the kid's having a convulsion and bleeding out their nose, but it could be the vaccine, so it doesn't do that. OxyContin's non-habit forming. It's just 10 times stronger than heroin.
Right.
And we now know the corporate guys at that company, that family, got together and as a business model said, we'll create synthetic heroin, we'll get everybody addicted, we'll lie about it, and then we'll make money on the treatments.
And by the way, we know that because we could sue that product. We can sue a drug. We can get this information on a drug. We can't get it on a vaccine, and that's got to change. Look, if the government wants to start pushing for vaccines, how do you force a product on human beings that has no liability whatsoever? That's insane. So there's no incentive. There's no market incentive.
It's like I'm allowed to sell a car that's a driving gas tank.
That's right. It could just blow up at any time. It does blow up. We have proof that it blows up. Can't sue them. Why do they fix it? They're not going to fix the problem.
So this is really a weak move by them. This is a doubling down to protect their psychotic industry. And
here's what I think. When you think about it like that, it's almost as though they dropped their cards on the table and picked it back up. I just saw. You got no hand there. You got a 7 of deuce, you know, deuce that you played, and now you're going to double down. You're Bill Gates. You're going to push all your money in the middle of the table? Go ahead and do it. I got the royal flush. We got this. We're going to take you down. Your money can't scare us away because we already saw your cards. We've seen these numbers
and
fail.
They took our hesitance as weakness because we always wanted to be sure.
That's right.
Now we're sure. That's where
we're sure. Now we know. Now, I mean, look, you say, you know, why am I happy? How can I be happy in the middle of all this going on? Because we know we're right, right?
Well, the numbers are pouring in. When you were a big investigative journalist, you know, producer, you saw them covering up. You weren't sure what the story was. Words in your mouth. You just knew it was being covered up. But now you've proven you were right.
That's right. And it's coming around. And by the way, the entire time, I've never said anything that I can't back up with medical journals, medical studies, multiple sources. I mean, that's how I'm trained. That's what I do. So I've always known that, you know, I have a pretty decent consensus on what happened here. But now as this thing moves along, I mean, 2 months ago, I was saying the imperial model is going to crash. It is wrong. The data shows
it's
wrong.
20 times wrong?
It depends on how you look at it. I mean, if you look at the fact that it's at 20,000 deaths in the UK instead of the 500,000 they predicted, they're off by like 2,400%. And then it went down lower and lower. Even after it crashed, it kept
saying. Sure, but the original model was like 20, 30, depending. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's
huge,
way up here. It's down here.
500,000 deaths down to 20,000 deaths. 2.2 million deaths in America, now down to 60,000. And, you know, I mean, that's where we're at.
And that's
right?
With them coding every death.
Amen. That's with them bloating these numbers every single way that they can, saying that every single thing is a COVID. You know, my 11-year-old son asked me, you know, Dad, so if a guy's in a car accident, both of his arms are ripped off and he goes in the hospital and he tests positive for COVID-19, but he bleeds out because he's missing his arms, are they going to call that a COVID-19 death? And I said, you know what? That's a really good question. That's a question I'd like to have answered,
too. Because the doctors tell us they're pressured to do that.
We are being told to get more money to do it.
Look at the courage of the doctors. We've got doctors all over the country coming out, Europe saying this. Like we're not doing this.
Right.
Some 90-year-old patient is dying of cancer. They say COVID. And they're not even testing positive for COVID-19.
I know. They're an assumption, right? We added 3,700 people to the COVID-19 deaths rate in New York. And they were never tested. So they just said, we're just going to assume it was COVID-19. That's insane. And how do we learn anything? I mean, this is the problem, right? When I've been looking at this, they're collecting day-by-day data on the death toll in Italy, in France, all over Europe, you know, in China. But here in America, you can't get data for like 2 years. Why is the leading? We're the home of Microsoft. We're the home of Apple. We've got the best hospitals in the world. Why aren't we collecting good data? Why are we contaminating our own data? Do we not want the truth? That's the question.
Well, I've appreciated your work, Dale Bigtree of thehighwire.com. People can find there on the site links to Vaxxed with 2 X's, the banned video. Very impressed with your work. Hope you'll come back and be in studio with us again very, very soon, my friend.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and jam the callers in. You just get about a minute and a half. I really appreciate Kathy and Bill and Logan and Jason, everybody holding, and Seth. But this is just insane. We're watching a corrupt, bloated bureaucracy, corporate bureaucracy, the UN bureaucracy, just roll on despite the fact they're on fire and the wheels came off. And I don't know how this is going to end, but obviously none of us are putting up with this. This is ridiculous. And thanks to people like Mr. Bigtree out there, we're going to back down. I think we're going to win in the end. But you spreading the articles, you spreading the links, and you spreading the word is beyond paramount. It's everything. Without your word of mouth, we're all dead.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah. We are here back live. Take some final calls before the war room comes up. Let's go ahead and go to Kathy in New Jersey. Kathy, you're a trooper holding all that amazing guest was on. You're amazing. We appreciate you. Go ahead from New Jersey.
You're welcome. Hi, Alex. I'm a longtime listener, many, many, many years, first-time caller. When I heard you say several weeks ago that food is the new toilet paper, it really stuck in my mind. And when the meat packing companies started becoming inundated with the virus, I started paying attention.
Oh, you have to understand. You have to understand, Kathy. I don't just know what I'm talking about from constant research. If I say something, you could put a gun to my head and tell me to tell you a lie. I literally am so OCD about the truth that I can't do it. And I'm not trying to, sit here and say I'm a great person. No, it's actually a neuroticness. Do you understand? Like the cops said, have you been drinking? I said, yeah, and they arrested me. Because used to, I would 10 years ago, I'd lie about that. I've gotten so neurotic now. I knew the cop was going to arrest me, but I couldn't lie because I hadn't told a lie in so long. And I become so neurotic about it that I couldn't do it. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. But what I wanted to say, too, is I started researching some of these companies. I know about Tyson, but I started looking up Smithfield Foods, and that was once an American company.
Chi-Com owned. They're part of shutting down everything. They're refusing to take beef, and they want to ban. Smithfield agreed 2 years ago to ban the sale of beef. They're run by PETA. And they want to move to soybeans and charge you $100 for a steak of soybeans. Yeah. Criminal organization.
Done in 2013 under Obama and company, selling out America. Very, very sad, but it's what you've been saying all along.
And by the way, I wasn't trying to finish your sentence to act like I know what I'm talking about. I just want listeners to know we're not making this up. Yeah, what do you make of Smithfield's and the Chi-Com's own most of Hollywood? They now own most of the meat packing, and now people are about to have their food turned off. What do you think people are going to do when the hamburger joint doesn't have hamburger meat?
I think people will become more desperate.
I think they better blame the Democrats and the globalists, because here's the deal. I want to make money to fund our operation, but it's disgusting to sit here and watch us being proven right. I want this to stop. I want to turn the country around so InfoWars is made obsolete, but that's not going to happen, is it?
No. What I would like to know is, why is this allowed? Why are companies being allowed to be bought out lock, stock, and barrel by
Look, I didn't go on air and say that Trump should use the military against Chinese agents to act tough. It's the George Washington would do it. Abraham Lincoln would do it. And now they made me a military target, the globalists have, because I said it. Well, I can't lie. So I just, they need to send the Green Berets in. I mean, it's like that. Any other, it's default. We are, there's not time to play games anymore, folks. We're going to have hundreds of millions starving to death. We're going to have war in the goddamn streets. There's not much more time. The damn country's under attack. And I'm sitting here committed to the truth. It's not some heroic action. It's all going down. Hundreds of millions are going to starve to death. We're probably going to have a nuclear war. I'm telling you, I've looked into the future projections of this. It's a nightmare. And that's why the globalists are threatening me right now. And I'm like, you're threatening me. You're the ones burning the country down, you psychotics. You're telling me if you try to spray the fire out with a fire extinguisher, we're going to put you in prison. If I don't, I'll burn up anyways. These people are crazy. But see, they think everything's like it used to be. They think everything's like America. They can just go along and get along. That's all over. I love you, Kathy. It's all over, folks. All the games are over. You're going to have to measure up now. I want everybody to get that. All the candy assing's over. All the window dressing, all the games, all the weakness is over. You better decide which side you're on, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, you don't think when I go on the air and tell the president he needs to wipe out the Chi-Com operatives that is dangerous to say that? Of course it is. The path of not saying it is 10 times more dangerous. So I will not sit here with the necessity of saving this country and the planet and lie to you. This is a military necessity at this point. But it's not going to happen. Don't worry. You're all going to lose everything you got. This country's going to burn to the ground. The communists are going to take it over and piss from shore to shore like they did in Russia for 50, 60 years. They're going to kill us and rape us and have their way with us because we forgot God and who we were. My conscience will be clear. Maybe we'll turn it around. I don't know. All you candy asses that thought you were going to have some big free party and this stuff was going to go on forever. The good news is it's all over. You're going to get what the children have gotten now. See, that's why I've been controlled lately, because if I tell you what I really think, that's what's going to happen. I'm not a fatalist, folks. I'm an optimist. And there's going to be a group of Americans of every race, color, and creed on the other side of this. They're going to turn the whole planet around. I know that. And we just deserve it. We deserve what's about to happen. That's all I can tell you. God doesn't put up with this stuff, man. You think God, when these babies are getting chopped up every hour, every minute, sits back and, like, smiles at us? No. So, Bill in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, hey, it's go time. Definitely count me in. Let us know. Hey, one thing I forgot to mention earlier, I featured two of your shirts in that video that we put out. So if you want to have your crew check it out.
Tell me about the video. What's the name of the video?
America Will Rise Again. If you search that.
Oh, we were talking earlier. I held you over. I apologize. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Click on the American flag, and it's in there. I got a couple shirts I've worked into it. It's a great original song done by two patriots. Here in Pennsylvania, my dream is maybe the song will get out, maybe a top band, or maybe you can help along the way. You know some people. If somebody wants to do it, put it out there. I think it could be a great song, good hit, very patriotic, inspirational. Would be great for, like, rallies, Trump's inauguration party, any of those.
Well, there it is, Bill. I appreciate your call. I got to jump into other people. All right, love you. All right, who's up next here? Seth in Canada. You're on the air, Seth. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, first-time caller, long-time listener here, Alex. I'm in Vancouver, D.C. with you, fighting the globalists here. And I just wanted to say thanks for everything you've done so far and keep fighting.
Keep fighting. Don't worry. I appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure. And I just wanted to say your products are incredible. I've been taking the X3 right now. It's really been helping my asthma and stuff. I really appreciate you for the products as well.
Well, half the New World Order conspiracy is built around putting iodine blockers in your body. Like, I used to think, why are they putting fluoride in? It's poisonous. That's not the reason. It's an iodine blocker. And so, yeah, we make money and fund our operation selling oxygen to people that are scuba diving. I mean, it's back in stock, and it's absolutely King Daddy, and they absolutely can't stand you getting it.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a benefit for asthma. My asthma is just, like, it's crazy. Because I'm locked inside right now, obviously, with the lockdown.
Well, brother, if you don't have iodine, you die. So, of course, it's going to cause a lot of chain reactions. But, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say I'm fighting too. I took your advice. Up here, we're having a protest every Sunday. So we're getting out there in the streets and protesting the lockdown up here in Canada. as lawful, the police escorted us and everything.
That's beautiful. You should be doing that.
Yeah, and it's just amazing to see, like, how much the media twisted it, too. Like, of course, you know, they put the spin on it. It's like, you know, we should snitch on all these people, you know, report them to the medical authorities, stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm up here with you fighting, brother. And I'm an American citizen as well. I voted for Trump. And I agree with you. I think he's the real deal. We got to support him more and more. I know a lot of my friends who share the same beliefs with me, that, you know, some of them tend to think, well, Trump might be a bad guy. But I just don't see it, man. Like,
well, here's the deal. I know Trump's for real. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but he's certainly not with them. He means well. None of us are perfect. We all see it through rose-colored glasses. But we have to be engaged. We have to be involved and forget whether Trump is good or bad. We have to be informative and be waking folks up. All right. Thank you, Seth. James, Jason, and Logan, sorry I didn't get to you. The War Room is coming up right now. I want to really thank the crew for the great job they've done. The good news is it's coming out that almost nobody's dying. It's coming out. They're listing every death out there and saying it's COVID-19. People are really getting pissed and they're seeing through this. The problem is we've already been locked down 45, 46 days. And the depression that's going to come is going to be hellish. Even if we stop it now, it's still going to be rough. And the deeper we get, the worse it's going to be. So blame the globalists. They did the shutdown. They caused the mass starvation. It's their fault. Don't let the people that engineered this be the saviors. They're the bad guys. They're the villains. So they can't keep grandstanding with the corporate media about how they're the good guys. All right. Like I said, 11 a.m. tomorrow kicks off. David Knight tomorrow, 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer's taking over. And now there's the new show, American Countdown, 7 p.m. Central.
10 weeks ago.